You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, what's going on? When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. And True Car users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to truecar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit truecar.com today.
On the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What
podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Get the fuck. The worst. Alright, go back. Let me see. What do you got? You get off me. You fucking. Dude, that's great, man. You were fucking. You were as fat as me last year.
Well.
You were. Because I remember we weighed each other and I weighed less than you. And that's what motivated this.
Christmas Day. I weighed it was that.
Hold on. You weighed more than Bobby?
Yep. Yeah, because we actually stepped on the scale. I weighed, because that's what I was doing, the no sugar, no grain. I weighed I got down to 248, and you were like.
I got up to 271 on Christmas Day at your house.
Yep.
Wow.
I was eating broccoli and bacon salad.
Yeah, he went, you weigh more than me. He goes, no, I don't, fuck you. We scaled it, and this fat tub weighed more than me, and I motivated
and
this.
And now I fucking look like Mr. Olympia.
Well, let's see if he was in prison for 12 years and got raped by men.
Let's see his stomach.
Eating nothing but tasty cakes.
Yeah, let's see his stomach. Let's see that melted candle.
I'm not the stomach
he's
yet.
He's never melted ready for candle. The stomach. Yeah, he always fucking delays his stomach.
Unless he becomes a millionaire and gets surgery on that fucking Biggest Loser stomach. You have that fucking... Ugh.
Dude, I've been watching this guy, Jeff Side. Oh, dude, I'm such a fucking homo. Like, my dick literally gets hard while I watch him work out. So I think I might be turning gay. Dude, I'm not lying. Like, I feel tingling in my dick and balls.
Can I just stop?
You don't turn. You are.
Dude, part of CrossFit, I think.
Here's the deal, brother. CrossFit.
It's called supersets. My dick and balls are moving.
Dude, you've blown so much shit on the show. You're gay.
I've blown one thing. Rubber dildos.
That's a lot.
Two things. Two times.
Two different rubber dildos. But
then
that's one thing.
And you said countless gay stuff.
And you've done gay things.
That's not true.
Justin Silver.
No, that's not gay. Funny. Being funny is not
but
being gay.
But nobody laughed.
So no, we laughed a lot.
Why is being gay? Why can't that be funny? Why can't being gay be funny? Maybe you're just being gay funny.
Not the way Lewis does it.
All right, let's go around the room. Scope, what'd you do, people?
Hey, what's going on? We got me. No one cares.
You're last.
Yeah. Then we got Mike Vecchione. Thanks for coming in today, Mike.
Thank you
I
for having me.
Appreciate it.
Again, guys.
And no, that is not a weird camera angle. His head is actually a block.
My head looks like a square.
Show his head, fucking Deepu.
Could you move your mic down and then point it up?
Yeah, listen to Deepu. Put your coffee down first, you meathead.
What was that video in the 80s where it was like all the blockheads?
That's good.
Hold on, hang on.
Hang on.
Sledgehammer?
I feel like I'm really far away from the table now.
Colin.
Yeah.
You're on live with the YKWD. We just went live 2 seconds ago.
Colin Kane?
No, ooh, Colin Quinn, not Colin Kane.
Oh, wow. I got excited. Another in-shape dude. Love it.
Who the hell's that?
That's Louis J. Gomez.
Ah, ¿Qué carajo te pasa?
Yes. Hola, señor. ¿Cómo tú te va?
That wasn't even that fucking was word. Words.
Yeah. He doesn't speak Spanish. Yeah, he's Nyack Puerto Rican.
Puerto Ricans spoke Spanish when I was growing up.
Why?
Because they just don't speak Spanish.
My hour special is coming out Friday night. Are you going to watch it?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Jesus Christ. Was that acting from Crocodile Dundee 2?
You're lucky it's not writing from Crocodile Dundee
2. Can you send the bomb Dana through the phone?
So what are you doing, man? Can I tell you what happened last night, Quinn?
This is a no-win. What happened?
I'm taking the garbage out around 12 o'clock at night. Actually, the Christmas tree. And, you know, I have those long bushes, big, tall bushes down my driveway. And, I'm a little nervous, but I got lights that turn on as you go down. And I go down, put the tree down, and I'm...
Stop. Why don't you save this for fucking Garrison Keillor? Anyway,
nobody knows who that is.
Damn it.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, he's like that storyteller fucking guy, right?
Don't try to bum with us and him. Either you're a fucking dweeb and you know
who
he is.
I'm doing both. I'm half in and half out. I kind of know.
What's your name again? I forget.
Grant.
Grant what?
Grant Gordon.
He said Grant like I know. Oh, Grant. You mean Dave. Yeah. Dave Chappelle. Grant Gordon knew who he was. Grant Gordon. Say hi to Grant.
What's up,
hey,
Colin?
Grant Gordon, what are you?
Hey, Colin Quinn, how you doing?
Fucking name, a high school quarterback from the 1970s?
You think so, but I'm Italian Jew from Long Island, so I don't know how I got that.
Yeah, but very heavy on the Jew in the face area.
Yeah, and the Jew in the face.
Jesus Christ.
It's the name. The parent, I'll tell you exactly what it was. Those self-hating Jews said, we're going to name our son Grant. He's going to be like a wasp. Grant's a wasp.
Yeah, but they couldn't fix the face, unfortunately. There's no fooling it. Yeah.
Yeah, he really does look all... He looks like all the sweat hogs.
He looks like he's 100...
Yeah, just...
That was good. I think that deserves
just
more.
Just a crew of war shacks just hanging out. Hey, Cotta.
Hi, right, buddy.
The only Grant in Syosset.
Oh, you're fucking killing it. Yeah.
So I'm coming back here for my early bomb.
I'm coming down the driveway. I'm going back up the driveway, you know, and it's dark out, you know, you really can't see.
And he's out of breath. God, go on.
So I, a bird, and it had to be a bird of prey. Because its wingspan was fucking huge.
You're sure it wasn't Rob Sprantz?
It was coming. You're just going to keep throwing stuff out?
That bandana's on there for a reason.
I wish it was fucking longer. We could hang you with it. Grant fucking saved me. Grant's newness saved me. A fucking bird comes out of the bushes at my head. I go to run. My feet twist. I just push off. And slide on my knees and the palms of my hands.
Oh, your head looked like an egg to him.
Did you hear what Will said?
Nope.
He said your head looked like an egg to him. I love that he made him a hymn bird, too. I go back. I hurt so. It was. I slid on my palms and my hand. It hurt so bad. I had a newspaper on my hand. It went flying everywhere. There's paper everywhere. It's windy out. It's cold. I go back in. I'm limping. I'm bloody. My wife starts cracking up, like just laughing hysterically. She's like, "What the fuck?" I go, "A bird attacked me," and she hit the floor, just cracking up. I'm like, "Are you fucking nuts?" I go, I just got hurt. I got attacked by something outside. She laughed for 20 minutes straight. We almost got into a fight because I was like, bitch, I'm fucking hurt. Like, I need help.
That's funny.
I crack a Dundee acting again.
So Jesus. Wow. Anyways. All right, well, Friday night. What are you doing Friday night?
I'm in Buffalo.
No, you fucking asshole. What are you doing Friday night?
Friday night, Helium in Buffalo.
No. That's a great club, by the way. Really nice hotel. What are you going to do after your set?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Fucking tell him to put your special on? I'm like, God, I loved your special. I saw your special already. It was great.
Thank you, buddy.
It's on where? Comedy Central?
Comedy Central. 12 o'clock.
Nice. Yeah, well, nice. I'll be home by then after that fucking check spot in the second show.
And then you can go to RobertKellyLive.com and pre-order it for $5.
Or you can go to North Korea because they taking hack whack movies.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you hang on, Will, say that again?
Nothing.
It was the first time Will actually said everything clearly, but it made less sense. I wish you mumbled through that one. All right, I'll talk to you later, brother.
All right.
Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo. We're live now, so if you guys are listening, go and see Colin Quinn at that amazing club. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, the great Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Calling in. Someday we'll fucking we have five camera shoot, and I gotta hold my phone up like an asshole to a microphone.
We're
gonna,
you literally
I know.
Just yep. Plugging it into a channel.
Yeah, I know. You could, I don't have the cord ready. I need to get
it's right there.
You could plug
I use it every it's in that bucket right there.
Yeah, well I didn't know that. You know that. That's my cord and you put it in the bucket.
Actually it's my cord and I put it in the bucket.
Well, whoa. I say it's my cord because it's my studio. I really did get attacked by a fucking bird.
Let me see your hands.
My hand. Look at that.
Jesus, it's not that bad.
Oh, shit.
No, that fuck you. Bad. That hurts, yeah. Man.
That looks rough.
I haven't scraped my palm since I was fucking like 10.
It does.
Was it walking towards you? Did it fly at you?
Also, you haven't ran since you was 10.
Yeah. That's a fat joke.
That's just hurtful.
Yeah.
I got it.
Can we pass the bomb, Nano? Or are you just keeping it on?
All right, fine. I'll pass it. I liked it, though.
No, his brother's sick. Let him have a couple. first of all, I want to say I'm sorry about your brother, dude.
Yeah.
That's sad. My prayers go out to him. I'll whatever God you pray to in Haiti, I'll pray to.
Thank you.
No, but seriously, man, that sucks. It sucks. I can't believe you're here, dude. If there's anything I can do, let me know. All right.
I keep it up.
Yeah, man.
Can we make him a voodoo doll? What?
You're an asshole.
I make it feel better. We would do good things to it. Like give it a massage on its shoulders.
The Puerto Rican grieving process is different.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's 1 second.
Yeah. We're so used to our family members being murdered. That it's just...
Can we go to my camera again? Can you not? I know I'm fat, but do you have to fucking do that and make me that? I mean, can we go on an angle a little bit?
Well, if you go at the downward angle, Bob... Like, exactly. Like, come from up and look
That's
downward.
What I'm trying to do. He fucking has it, like, underneath my chin, you skinny fucking Indian.
Oh, shit.
Skindian?
It just got racial.
I'm just describing for the people at home who listen to this instead of viewing it. What are you doing, Alan? What are you doing with the hat?
It was cold this morning. I didn't want to do my hair.
I don't like the way you're wearing it. It
Why?
Bugs me. Because you have just a little piece of your hairline coming out.
Yeah, a little
out.
Widow's
looks
peak there.
Fucking awesome.
I think it looks cool. Fucking ridiculous.
Like, put down like this?
Scobo thinks he's like a good-looking boy band type guy. Like,
I would have been a good boy band guy.
You have a fat, bulbous nose. You're ugly. You're an ugly person.
Oh, Louis, come on. We know I'm better looking than you.
That's not true. I have a more handsome face.
No, it dressed up because you have a hat on right now. But take the hat off, you look like a fucking child.
Yeah, that means you have better hair.
Let him do it.
Child molester. All right, let's pick right now. If you had to pick one guy.
Face.
Not to fuck, to be with.
Remember, I'm white.
To kiss. To kiss.
I have health insurance.
To kiss.
Your health insurance isn't going
to
do anything for kissing.
Just to kiss. Just to kiss. Fuck living together. You know, fuck being with. Just to kiss. Who would you pick?
Who are you looking at me for?
Because you have to pick.
No, they're both my friends, dude.
Who
I'm not going to be put in that situation.
Who would you pick?
Come on,
Chris?
Blockhead.
No, I'm not going to do
that. I'm making him not my friend. Listen. Come on, you stupid short blockhead.
Listen, Lego head.
Haircuts have a lot of... See, now you turn your guns on me because I won't pick between my two friends?
Go ahead.
This is fucking whack.
Just find out me and Mike are friends.
Really,
happy.
His Domino head should be in a school bus. One of those little things you can just plop in.
The little people.
You're just mad because my haircut's aerodynamic.
It's not aerodynamic, dude. That thing
was the Stonehenge.
The opposite.
It looks like I can't
Stonehenge.
It looks like interchangeable.
Everybody, slow down. You're all gonna get them in.
Stonehenge,
one at a time.
You mean Stonehenge?
Henge.
Is it Stonehenge? What is it?
Stonehenge.
Stonehead. Whatever. Will. Yeah. Your head is one of the most uncomfortable heads in the comedy business.
No, I don't think so.
It's so uncomfortable. We stop making fun of it.
Yeah.
It's like a deformity, like a wooden leg.
No.
It really is. It's like a fucking lobster hand on a wooden.
Is it that, or is it just very direct?
It's a direct haircut, and it makes you uncomfortable.
It looks like Will would get frustrated trying to put your head in a round hole.
Wow.
Hanky sheet.
It's a
I thought that was a good square peg round hole. I thought that was good, but
It bugs me that
there's
you
a Lego Village joke somewhere.
You
but,
can't yeah. wear hats correctly.
No, I don't. I don't wear hats.
You can wear just cardboard,
I let my hair
cardboard
shine.
Boxes. He puts yeah, shoe boxes in his head.
That's what he loves getting Amazon packages.
Oh fuck!
What? So
now you're gonna pick?
No,
just,
no.
If you had to pick one, look. Here's the deal.
Who's more handsome? You
no,
don't have
no.
to kiss us.
All right. So you don't have to. You don't want to kiss? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to kiss?
Who, yeah, I don't. That scenario
want,
is way out of my wheelhouse.
Who would you want
their
daughter
dude.
With? Right, who would want their daughter with?
Oh, definitely not Lewis.
Well, yeah. No, because that'd
that's
be
an easy one.
That's an easy one.
Yeah,
I thought we were
respectful guys. That's not a fair one. I know too much about Lewis.
It's about aesthetics.
I'm going to pick first. I'll pick first. If I had to kiss, I'd definitely pick Lewis. Mm-hmm. But
that's bullshit.
Well, if just a kiss, if he was open mouth, I'd pick you because I don't want to deal with whatever dead things in the back of his whatever dead tooth he's not fixing.
He can't afford it.
No, he can. He's just fucking lazy.
You
fucking
sure?
$100
sure
yeah
that?
I'll rip that fucking thing out and clean it up.
By the way, I would let Miguel's dad come in and tear it out on the podcast.
Let's do that. Can we get where has he been anyways?
Who?
Miguel's wife left him.
Who's Miguel?
Because
of everything.
Because he's Miguel.
Yeah.
The kid.
Can we get him and his dad on, and I'll let his dad tear my tooth out on the show?
Yes.
Who's Miguel?
That'd be great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, Miguel was on the show once. He's a stand-up comic. Didn't he get in trouble with his wife because he?
Yeah, his wife kind of sucked.
Yeah, his wife was kind of lame.
Wait, why y'all talking in codes?
Like, was she on the podcast?
Why you guys talking in codes? What happened to his wife?
I don't like that I can't see my guest because of your computer.
She left him. They just were fighting too much.
Thank you, baby doll.
Yeah.
He wants to be a comic. She didn't approve of the lifestyle.
He's now dating a nice stripper from Syracuse.
How long he's dating this trashy fucking tattoo.
Dominatrix.
Is it a stripper or no?
Well, she dominates him. I know that.
All right, so let's introduce you.
Not hard to do.
Now that people are listening to your voice, your name is Grant?
Yeah, Grant.
Grant what?
Gordon.
Gordon, you're a comic from where, brother?
Long Island originally.
No shit.
I've been doing it here the whole time.
Oh, that's great, man. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. It's nice to be here.
First time on the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for coming on. We got Will Sylvain.
Who's your favorite comic? Robert Vecchione or Lewis?
Favorite comic?
Right here, yeah.
That's a weird question.
That's a tough question.
By the way, I didn't put
first
me,
of all, I
didn't
have
put
to
me in there.
Oh, my
thanks,
bad.
Special. I appreciate it.
Hey, can he fucking talk, please?
I have to see the special first, right before I hold judgment. So you're not even in on this.
It's okay.
Okay, because,
I saw it.
I want to see the new special.
Like
I want to see the new special. I'm very excited about it.
Dude, what are you doing? It's the week of the special. Why would
this is coming out next Monday. They know already. They just went very accurate.
You know, I know it's a politically safe answer, but I really respect every comic in this room for different reasons.
God,
like I think Will, I would want closing a show like a fucking where they're tired and they you know, like I would.
And they don't know jokes.
Yells.
Yeah. They really just what is it?
Right.
Oh, something's running around on stage. Oh, I just woke up. Something's screaming at me. Thank God.
You know, I would want Lewis opening. I'd want Vecchio middling. I'd want Will closing.
So Lewis
Scopo's off the fucking show.
Yeah, Scopo.
Yeah, Scopo's doing checks. Maybe.
Thanks.
Scopo's.
You know what? That show. I'll take a check spot easily on that one. That's a good show right there.
Is Lewis is opening?
Yeah, he's so good.
Hat or no hat, Lewis?
You gotta go.
I take it off. I take it off halfway through.
Yeah, hat then no hat.
And that's how I get the crowd opened up.
I mean, I want both. Yeah, I want the black and white cookie.
So funny that you cannot not wear a hat to a gig.
That's your carrot top moment.
No, if it's not a feature gig or
if you have to do more than 5 minutes, you have to have a prop hat. That's funny. I can't wait. You run in, dude. Let me borrow your hat.
I have done that.
I know. Of course, you fucking Schulte.
We should steal his hat next time we do a show together.
Oh, God. That reminds me when I used to do comedy. I used to have buck teeth when I first started, and I would put these plastic buck teeth in, and I would go, look, a goofy vampire. Duh. And I would go into the hardware store and go, do you have a file? Dude, it would kill. Wow. And one time I forgot them on this gig, and I showed up and they were like, yeah, you got to do 45. Like the promoter lied to me and he just wanted to get somebody up there to do the gig. I had 10 minutes and fucking 8 of it was teeth. So I forgot my buck teeth. You can't go buy buck teeth. You need a certain joke shop to get them.
Right.
And I tried to make them with a paper plate. I tried to make buck teeth, and they just got wet and went in my mouth. So it was like they turned into like gum, and I'm like, look, a vampire, but it was just regular teeth. It looked like I just had something on my mouth. I bombed so bad, and that's the night I decided I came up with just the premise. Country music is so easy. You can make up any song. That's all I thought. So I just started singing songs on stage.
Can we hear the songs?
Dude, I don't remember the songs, but I remember it was just like, my dog left me, my wife's a bitch, she don't like me no more. And I don't know if you've ever, when you feel the geek shivers, when you know you're bombing or something said is awfully uncomfortable to you,
right?
And you feel it like in your neck and in your head.
It's like hot, like a heat.
That hit me, that sensation, fucking 6 minutes into my set. Oh, wow. 6 minutes in, I had that heat sensation.
And you had to do 45 minutes?
I had
39
more
minutes.
39
minutes. That's so great.
You're just stuck. This is why I'm a comic, though. I did it. I just fucking stayed up there and just talked. I remember I went up to my room.
What club was it?
Cried.
It was a gig in Burlington, Vermont. I've never been back there since. This was years ago. I've never been back since. I remember I got the gig that day in the noon. The guy goes, "I need you up there today." And it was back then driving a couple hours or a few was fucking crazy. I'll do 10 hours and it doesn't bother me now, but back then driving, remember when driving was like a motherfucker when you first started comedy? It's an hour? How am I going to stay up? Right. Used to get like a bunch of food and gum and So I remember I drove the wrong way on the highway for 2 hours.
Wait. So, the wrong direction? Or are you on the wrong side of the highway?
The wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
I took
Bobby killed a grandmother on Christmas Day. Yeah. It was really bad.
So I went the wrong way for 2 hours. I'm like, this doesn't seem right.
I've done that before.
You're at the Liberty Bell. That. You're like, this isn't what.
So I had
welcome to California.
There was no phones.
No GPS.
There was no GPS.
No Waze app.
You had to just go ask some dude at a mobile. You know what I mean? And the guy was like, what? I don't fucking go up that road.
This was a really long time ago. White people working at mobile. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Hanky Chief.
Hold on a little bit. All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
I kind of want to let him go further.
I like your voice of both. Both your agent and the mobile guy are the same guy.
The guy
who booked you for the gig and the mobile guy.
By the way, it's also his already ring. It's the same. He has two impressions.
So I.
So Artie Lang's working at a gas station.
So he had a podcast coming out. You should. I take a left up the street. I think. Like a guy comes up, he doesn't even know what's going on. That's like a Jew. Anyways, I finally
that
got
was
the
spot
right,
on by the way.
I got on the right track. I make it to the gig 20 minutes before the gig. I've been on the road for 5 hours. It's nuts. I've been driving for it seems like days. I get there.
And he's just eating the whole time to stay awake.
I was just fucking dead. I run in. This is my first big, road gig. And I get there. It's this other guy and me. And I got to close. And I remember going up to the room after that being so tired. I remember it was like cold and gray. And I was just like sad. And then I remember I woke up the next day and at like 8:30, the phone rings and it's the management and they are fucking pissed.
Wow. They called you.
Imagine the club or you?
The management called me. Of the build of the hotel, not the fucking club. That's when you know you're fucked. Yeah. The hotel.
The fire inspector's on the line. Municipalities get involved.
She was so mad. She's like, what is this country shit? And you had something in your mouth, and then you and I was really dirty at some point. She goes, I go, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I have 10 minutes of fucking mediocre shit. Okay? And 8 is out of teeth, and I don't have teeth.
Unless you got some teeth. Stories to give me.
I go, I never headlined, and she got
What did you really say?
I said that. I told her, I go, I'm not a headliner. I didn't know. I thought I was doing like 20 minutes or 15 minutes or something like that. You know, I can't do 45. I don't have it. And she called the club owner, and that's why he didn't call me, because he knew he fucked me. He knew he fucked her. He fucked everybody. He just threw me up there because somebody bailed on him.
How much was the spot?
I think it was $100, and he never paid me.
$5.
Oh, my God. No shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, I thought I was doing a 10-minute spot, dude. It was
he didn't pay you? That's fucked up.
He didn't pay you?
I like it.
No,
how
they used to call him No Money Downs. Billy Downs.
I like it how the building called you.
Yeah.
Like it went past the booker and the building. It went right to the building, people.
Dude, you know how uncomfortable I was walking into I had to go do the gig that night. Like they had to call somebody in and fill in. So I had to go do like, you know, 15 minutes that night.
So you drove back.
Wait, did you get
no
your
money?
Teeth?
I didn't get my teeth.
You bombed,
that was the last time. The last time ever. I was like, I'll never ever depend on something other than my words again.
But how long you kept doing the teeth joke after that?
That was
you
it.
Didn't.
That was the last time I ever.
But
did
I'm gonna
it.
Be honest, you probably should have done the teeth on your special. It would have been like an 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Give me the bump.
Jesus Christ.
I thought he was serious for me. That's how bad.
Well, speaking of that, my special is coming out Friday night on Comedy Central, which I'm very excited about. We filmed it ourselves finally. You know, look, man, you guys are all you've been through shit like this, Mike. Mm-hmm. You're gonna go through it. You all go through it. Have you ever special an hour special yet?
Nope.
Well, you're gonna go through it too. In this business, it's hard to get somebody to go, we like you, we want to produce your hour special, because that's somebody saying, we have the money and we know how to do it and we'll do it for you. All you have to do is come up with the jokes. Go do your shit. That's a hard thing to get to. And some people never get that. And not to say that everybody deserves it, but there are some funny motherfuckers that have never had an hour special.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? That's a fucking fact.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. What comedy is at this time and what sells and what gets people to watch isn't always what, you know, every comic has. But saying that now, that with the fans, that's why it's social. This is the greatest part about social media, podcasting and all that stuff. What does this do for you? Now the fans can actually get involved and, you know, help you do it. You know, Ari Shaffir, I fucking love that guy.
Right. Yeah.
He just goes out and his fans help him create.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
did you see him at UFC?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. It might be the funniest thing I've ever seen anybody do ever.
Right. All right.
So during the...
Let me finish this thought. Hold that fucking thought.
It's an Ari thing. It's great. It's a very short thing.
Yeah, but...
He's making it really longer by doing this.
I know, but he doesn't understand. He understands...
He's a sociopath.
Yeah, he's crazy. It's just me. He's not really listening to anything anybody else is saying.
Where can I get in so I can make a story?
He's just thinking about...
Dude, I'm complimenting Ari. I said it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I should have... You know, what about... I should have said no. Why would I have him on this episode?
Yeah.
I should have him on, like, one of the nighttime episodes.
It's like a child. You can't, like... He wants to come back to you. You feel bad.
Anyways. Ari Shaffir is fucking great at that. He's one of the guys who's done that. Of course, Louis did it too. But, you know, a guy like Ari is, you know, goes out there and gets somebody behind him and then they sell it on their own, which is great. And that's exactly what we did. We made it at the exact place we wanted to do it, which sucks because, you know, it's great. But they try to get you, we have to do it at this theater. You know, we have to do it here.
Right.
And it's like, but there's a guy who did it the night before. It almost like specials to me became... monologue sets, just longer. You know what I mean? Like a perfect, oh my God, with the perfect lighting, the perfect crowd, the perfect situation, and this perfect set, and we're gonna... It's like, oh, here it... Look how awesome this is.
Right. And that's not the experience of comedy, really, 99% of the time.
Well, comedy, everything is born in fucking small places.
Right.
Everything.
Well, it's who you are as a comic. Like the way you shot yours, I really like, because you're a club. You're a club guy.
Yeah. Right.
So it was a great.
Also,
none of us are. I mean, I don't. We're not theater guys. You know what I mean?
Like
you're
also, a club guy. They like it's almost like a factory thing. Like they shot a bunch of comics in one night.
Yeah.
Change the background. Everybody same background, same audience for four shows.
Yeah.
And you know.
Well, you know what I wanted with mine is that I wanted the actual venue to be a character in the special. Which a lot of these specials, you don't even know where the fucking theater it is.
Right.
Because it has nothing to do with we got this place cheap and we're shooting a bunch of shit here, whatever. I love, like, you know, Live from the Purple Onion or, you know, these where the actual venue was a part of, like, the character in the show. which I think I love when comics do that.
Right. Yeah.
When you're like, oh, this is where they shot that.
Right.
This is where he did that. That's where she did that.
I think it makes
that.
It special more memorable, too, because it's like that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
the village, that's what makes it special.
Yeah. Yeah, the Village Underground, I'm the first guy to do an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know.
Yeah.
I tried to get in before a tell show,
right.
But it just didn't happen. But, you know, it's a different type thing. But I'm the first guy to do an hour there, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
You know, now whoever does it after place. Me, it's been fucking done. Good for you.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, that's where Robert Kelly did his special.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. How about Ted at the Creek? I mean, that's pretty crazy. That, you know?
What?
Ted Alexander.
Yeah, dude.
At the Creek.
Yeah.
I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it was so
it,
like,
it, yeah, it
that's the Ted environment if you're really going to see Ted, you know, where it's just like,
he
brings you in.
At an actual creek by himself.
Like, I was getting a special. Yeah. I'm pretty pumped about it. Yeah. Like, I'll take it in a creek.
Just, just an iPhone selfie in a dark creek.
Can we plug it
in? Butt. Can you hold this for a second? I got to turn around.
I got to do this spin. Hold on. Guys, my half black girlfriend. Come on.
He's selling it to fucking creatures in the woods.
Hey, they were good listeners. All right? They're good listeners. They're there.
Yeah.
He cuts a little notch out of a tree to put his phone on.
No, my mom will be holding the thing.
So anyways, yeah, it's to be able to fucking do it where you want with the people. Bobcat directed it.
That's cool.
And Serpico produced it, and we wanted to make it cinematic, which fucking happened. Visually it's fucking awesome. And then to have Comedy Central, the motherfuckers, after we do it, go, well, yeah, we like it, we want it, which is fucking, dude, I can't tell you how proud of that I am.
Did
too.
You did you think they were going to pick it up?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
I didn't understand the importance of a director directing a comedy show until I seen some bad comedy shows.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not saying nothing, but, you know, I recently watched my special a couple times just because I had to, and I don't like watching myself. I hate fucking watching myself.
Yeah, me too.
Because I only like what I'm doing right the fuck now. As
a
comic,
absolutely.
I only like what I did this weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm happy this weekend,
right?
And I'll fucking hate that in a couple months.
Yeah,
and like I'm never happy with what I did. I'm only happy with what I'm doing right the fuck now. So to watch it is kind of like, ugh, fuck me. Yeah. And then you have, you know, all your paranoia and all that shit seeps in. And it's like, I almost have to go, fuck it. It's out there. I can't do anything about it. People can think what the fuck they want. I'll just try to make the next one more satisfying for me or better or as much as I can. But it's,
that's good, though, because you're striving for even better, to be best.
What's that?
That's good because you're always striving to be better.
Right, yeah. So it's this one is fucking, it's crazy. You know, when we did it, it's like, who knows? That's the risk. It's like, I might be never sell this to anybody.
Yeah.
And then when you finally do, it's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Comedy Central, and Netflix bought it.
Yeah.
You know, and the great thing is we own it. To own your shit,
that's
man.
That's the most important.
Yeah. I remember Burr used to say all the time, it's very important to own your material. I was like, yeah, if you can afford that.
Right.
Most guys can't afford to own their content.
But they make billions of dollars from your own material.
Yeah. Well, they do, but it's also they're taking a huge risk because they're putting
What do you mean? Own your own material, though, because
I own the rights to
that. The DVD comes out, he gets the percentage. He gets a release if they want to go syndicated.
Well, you can go to my website this Friday. We just released a whole new website where you can go and buy my special. Pre-order it for $5.
Chunkyboys.com? Which website?
RobertKelly.com.
RobertKellyLive.com.
So
no, I just love
letting Lewis bomb.
I like the fact that you
entire thing is a sound clip. Right.
What'd you say, buddy?
I like the fact that you had it and then you shot it. You weren't worried about who was going to buy it, how it was going to play out. I mean, that comes into effect at some time, but it's better just like you have it, you shoot it, and then see who wants it. You know what I mean? But the important thing is, even if nobody wants it, you have it and you shot it, and it's good. Is the most important thing.
I think so. I mean, I understand the risk on their part too, though. It's like, okay, they can't do specials with everybody. They have to actually pick the people they like or that can sell or get people to watch their network. So you have to. But after the fact, I like they're buying people specials now.
Yeah.
Oh, we like it. Great. You did a great job. Let's air that. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
To air it with the specials that they shot is pretty fucking honorable.
Right. Yeah.
But also, now that you can go to my page and Yeah, it's $5. So right. you can own it for $5, but you can also give. I had somebody pay $50 for it.
That's cool.
So you can actually you can just pay as much as you want for it. Mm-hmm. So it's like a donation more. Like here's it's a minimum $5. Fuck it, anybody can get that. Or you can give $6, or you can give fucking $20. Yeah. Whatever you want right. as a fan of mine,
right?
Mm-hmm. To you know show support for me. You can do that. And Ari's doing that with his new special. And he's doing his with Comedy Central. But all the money that he gets is going to him.
Oh, he owns
extra.
It too?
All right. The extra money goes to him.
Yeah.
But this, he doesn't own that one. He owns his first one. This one that I did, I own. Me and Jim Serpico.
What are you going to say about Ari?
Oh, we ready? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're ready now.
Okay. UFC.
Which was a boring night.
Boring night, UFC. We did have a lot of fun hanging
What's
out.
What's UFC?
It was a cool night.
I was going to do that this second half, but we can move on to that.
What's UFC?
Ari Shaffir was there.
Ari Shaffir, yeah. Joe Rogan brings, if you guys don't know, Joe has the magical fucking life. He has the life that I think I want and I think Lewis wants, where he.
I think it's anybody wants he in this can, room.
Well, not anybody. I don't think Deepu would want it. I think Deepu would actually hate it.
Deepu.
You think Deepu would hate it?
Yeah,
well, Deepu. Doing hour specials and then going to do...
It's not hour specials. Why are you saying hour specials?
He just filmed an hour special.
Deepu. No.
Like his whole life.
He's just talking about the whole shebang. Like UFC events.
He goes into UFC, the big major UFC events, okay? Yeah. The night before does a stand-up show at the local fucking theater, wherever the fuck that is. Sells it fuck out.
Just a door deal.
Doesn't have to worry. Doesn't have to... It's going to sell the fuck out with UFC Joe Rogan fans.
Right.
You know, great. They get his. And then he brings all his friends, which I love. He just says, guys, let's go. And they all fucking go.
Go where?
To the show. They're all on the show. They go to Vegas with him. They all fly in. Flies them in, puts them up. They all do stand up. Then they go to the fucking event.
Yeah, and they sit cage side. You'll always see Ari in the background, Duncan Trussell. Yeah. So here's the thing.
Ari always looks like he's auditing something. he looks like
is
he's counting.
Regulation?
One, two, three,
So, in fact, Deepu, if you pull it up for Bobby, because he really should see this, dude, it's fucking the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
So during the Nate Marquardt fight, which was a particularly boring fight.
Yeah.
There's a camera angle where Ari Shaffir and Duncan Trussell are in the background of them while they're fighting.
Right.
And the crowd doesn't really give a shit. So as the camera, I don't know how Ari even timed it. I don't know how he knew where the camera angle was. They must have been looking at the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
But as the camera's on them, you see behind Nate Marquardt, him and Duncan Trussell reach over to each other, embrace, and start making out fucking camera.
Oh my God, I got it.
Oh my God.
Dude, it is the fucking funniest thing.
This is why
he's the funniest person on earth. That's it. He trumped everybody.
Ari Shaffir is not. I'll say he's one of the funniest guys walking, but he's probably the most fearless comic I know.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most fearless guys I know. Yeah. That is fucking brilliant.
It's so fucking funny, dude. Because UFC, dude, we're meatheads. We're fucking just homophobic assholes. Dude, people's heads are exploding on the internet right now.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen was Sacha Baron Cohen. When he did the UFC event, and they were in there fighting, and then they started fucking making out.
I love it.
Dude, and they were throwing chairs. Yeah. They were like, what? They were locked in the... People going, motherfucker! Yeah, it was like in the deep south.
No, I love how exaggerated he
was.
I'm straight! Who's straight with me? It's like, this is the most exaggerated thing I've ever... It's hilarious.
It's one of the fun... If you've never seen that video, you gotta fucking check that out.
It's great.
Ali G show.
Yeah.
They go to the South. They're doing an MMA show, and these two go in the octagon, right? They shut the door, and he's yelling all that shit. Fucking, what was he?
Who's straight and proud of it? He's saying stuff like that, and they're like, yeah.
I mean, literally, these fucking rednecks are losing their mind. Like, oh, fuck yeah, fuck it. Straight America.
Vic Henley was the ref.
Vic was the guy.
Vic was the ref.
Oh, he was the introduction.
So what happened?
And they start to fight. And all of a sudden, they just grab each other. And they're oiled up. And they had oil, too, right? Remember they started oiling with baby oil? And they started... Dude, they just started making out. But not... Dude, they were gay guy fucking alpha male making out. Like, and the place lost. You saw one guy, what the fuck? And they start... And they didn't know... You know when a human doesn't know what to do with his anger?
Yeah.
Where you grab something, they started throwing chairs. stairs, and it got dangerous, man.
Yeah.
Like, shit just started going.
I talked to Vic about it, and he was like, no, man. Like, they had to, like, come in and go, hey, it's a movie shoot. Like, yeah, they had to, like, shut
some of the shit he does is so ballsy.
He's done now.
It worked out because they were protected because they were in a cage.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
One of those rednecks could have fucking jumped that fence.
Yeah.
And that would have been done. You know, that.
What about
that
when he sings?
Or probably disassembled it.
What did he sing the national anthem?
Hang on one second. Just one second. I need that to breathe.
Hanky sheet time.
Oh, no. Hang on one second. Hang on. Yep, that's shit. That was shit. That was definitely just a hunk of shit. Why are you off today?
Hanky sheet time. I'm not off.
I'm blowing
them
out there.
Yeah, but usually pretty on fire, man.
I'm playing the numbers.
Hanky sheet.
Dude, playing the numbers.
Hanky sheet.
I wish you would hit the numbers so you wouldn't have to show up anymore. You say hanky sheet one more time. I swear to God, I'm going to hit you with this Jewish kid.
I forgot he was here, man. Yeah. He didn't say shit.
He's half Jewish.
Well, you're afraid to talk, man.
I ain't afraid to talk.
Vata, I ain't afraid, man. No,
you're doing good.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, you look like a Gino Bisconte little brother.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I feel like my Italian side is Gino.
You look like a live Muppet.
Live Muppet, all right.
Wow.
You know what someone say look like?
Hey, are we going to not?
You know.
A live Muppet. That doesn't even make sense. That's a human.
Yeah.
That's just a human. What the fuck is a live
Muppet? If a Muppet came alive.
That's a human being.
Yeah, that'd be him. That'd be a human being, you fucking dumb.
Will's a bully.
He's not a bully. He's just...
Hold on. Blockhead.
What the fuck are you doing? You're just spitting shit out.
You're just rehashing.
Lewis keeps going for the bandana. Now? No. Trust me, keep it. You'll fucking throw another yuck out.
Yeah.
I got a call from, I talked to Scopo and he was like, they're all watching the UFC up Stand Up New York. And I was like, I don't want to just assume I can fucking roll in there with all these fucking dudes. And then I called Lewis and they were like, yeah, come up. So I was like, all right. So right after my spot, I did a bunch of spots here. And I was like, right after my spot, I ran up to Stand Up New York. And I stopped at Donut Den on the way up. Ugh.
Donut Pub, you mean?
Donut Pub, sorry. Donut Pub.
Yeah. By the way, we should open a Donut Den because we've given it so much.
I always say den.
Yeah.
But I haven't had sugars and grains since the day after Christmas. Right. So I've been off in
a week.
Over a week. It's over a week.
It's 10 days because it's been 11 days for me. Christmas Day was the last day.
Go suck a dick.
A month, 2 weeks for me.
Yeah, that's great. I'm fat, so fuck off. You have abs. I don't care. I've been eating clean as a motherfucker. Not even fucking up either. Not even.
So this
and,
UFC,
and going to the gym,
this
too.
UFC thing is in town? UFC, the UFC.
I'm sorry, you fucking, fucking lunatic. Where are you right now?
The UFC thing is in New York?
No, it's the only state that doesn't have UFC.
Well, no, there's three states.
So where was this?
What is it?
Three states. I forget which three, but it's three.
Well, I didn't even know that. Fuck you. It's only one
where
state.
Where was it? Was it in Vegas?
If you don't have facts, then
You can't just say that because I don't know the exact states.
I'll say whatever I want. It's the fucking, you know what, dude? It's not the, you know what, fucking rattlesnake. New York State, it is illegal to have MMA. But that might change because the actual douche that's blocking it, Silver... is not the first time he's been checked by the FBI.
Why are they blocking it?
Yeah, I mean, what's the point? Yeah. It's barbaric.
I'll give you the quick wrestling happens in
politics. It's fucking there's a culinary union that's like it's this huge
cooking?
culinary union. And it's
see, now we're getting to something. All the
culinary unions are basically interconnected, and the casinos, the station casinos, which is the brand of casinos that the Fertitta brothers own, which they own the UFC.
Yeah.
They're one of the only non-unionized casinos.
Very small. It's a small casino way off the strip in the middle.
There's a few of them.
They're in the middle of the nowhere. It's not on the strip. It's not like a huge, massive.
So cooks are blocking this.
Basically, the culinary unions have gotten together, and because they're non-unionized in Vegas, they're extraordinarily powerful. These unions. Mm. It's gotten all the way over to New York, and those are the ones. The website, whatever the website is, the anti-MMA. Website in New York that's like all the propaganda against UFC and how dangerous it is. Yeah. It's completely run by this whatever section culinary union.
But why doesn't the cooks want it?
Oh, wow.
It's not the cooks. It's because they won't unionize the casinos.
In Vegas?
Yes.
But that union has more of a stronghold here in New York.
The culinary unions are extremely powerful.
Right.
Yeah. And they're blocking the amount of... It's just about blocking cash flow for the Fertitta brothers in New York. That's all it's about.
Wow.
That's still, I don't get that.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's there's a union, and they want the Fertitta brothers to be unionized, their casinos to be unionized, so their employees can have union wages and have protection, and they're like, fuck you. So like, okay, we're going to fuck you in New York City. We're going to use the power of our union lobby against you, mm-hmm. so you won't ever get to play Madison Square Garden.
I got you.
Every other state's like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. They bring in millions when we have UFC right. here. Mm-hmm. Every state's clamoring to get them back or have them for the first time. And New York City, look, New York City's New York City.
What about Barclay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say...
Barclay.
I think he's got some broccoli.
Are you hungry?
Use words.
Barclay. They can't do that Barclay?
That would be Barclay. In New York also. Yeah. So that falls under the New York...
I thought
York
it was blanket.
Yeah, well...
Is it New York chicken and broccoli?
These are all fall under the New York...
Is it New York City or New York State?
It would be a state. Yeah, it would be a state.
What about Jersey?
Jersey, it's legal.
They do it in Jersey. Yeah.
They do it in Jersey all the time. But to do an MMA event in New York City in Madison Square Garden...
Almost legitimizes it more, doesn't it?
It doesn't, of course not. It legitimizes, but it'd be fucking it'd be crazy not to do it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Could they do one in the summer, the Meadowlands? That would be nuts.
They have done it at the Meadowlands.
Yeah,
they do it all over New Jersey.
When did they do it at the Meadowlands? They've never done it.
They never did it.
Hold on. Actually, when I met Ronda Rousey, it was specific. It's not called the Meadowlands anymore. It's called whatever.
The Loverlands?
I guess it's not true. Because I don't know the fucking fact.
No, it's MetLife
Stadium. That's the way we roll.
It's Meadowlands now. It's fucking back to
Meadowlands. So wait, the story you was telling, where did that take place?
I'm sorry.
It was on TV. It's televised. Well.
What story are you talking about?
You telling the USC story.
So, yeah, I was into that. Yeah, I was getting into that. Well, I went up to Stand Up New York. Lewis bought the event on his computer and plugged it into the big TV up at the Stand Up Labs upstairs.
Which, hold on, let's preference.
Yeah.
It wasn't
what are you going to do to it?
Preface.
Okay.
It wasn't open to the public. It was just our buddies. It was like 10, 15 comics that got together. I don't want people listening because you can't. Stream.
It's illegal,
it's illegal to stream an event publicly, but it was just a group of guys.
No, it wasn't in a bar. It was upstairs. We were just all hanging out.
Everyone's fine.
It was just all comics.
In the podcast studio.
And it was just in the studio. We're all hanging out.
Don't sue us, Dana.
Culinary Union, love food. What you guys are doing. I eat all the time.
Broccoli.
Frittata Brothers. I think they're changing the name to Frittata Brothers just to make it a little more friendly.
I don't want
to
order broccoli. You got any broccoli? Yo. Settle down. Calm down. Broccoli. What type of vegetable would you like if you're staring? Broccoli.
I said
broccoli. And green beans.
Green beans, broccoli.
I like broccoli and squall.
Broccoli and broccoli.
Barclay.
You literally just said the same word.
Barclay. You just said it with like a little bit of swag on it. Yeah.
But it sounded like an echo.
But I go up there. It was crazy, man. It was a cool spot. I brought these fucking. How great were those donuts?
Didn't touch them.
Didn't have them.
That's impossible.
Dude, these fucking. I went to Donut Pop.
What kind of donuts were they?
Brand new. The brand new.
Oh yeah.
Brand new.
No, people were raving.
Why are you talking about like the
Cronuts?
No, because this is
brand new Cronuts.
They got Cronuts over there.
Donut Pub makes old-fashioned donuts. That's it. They make old...
Donuts then?
It's been there for 60 years. They make these donuts the same way. They're just fresh, hot, awesome.
Yeah.
They make them twice a day, and if you go there, I know when to go there, and they come out of the oven.
It really is funny, dude. They know Bobby. Like, he comes in.
Yeah, Bobby!
I like the level of seriousness.
They stamp every time you come there. They stamp it, and when you get a free donut.
No, dude, it's old school, dude. This place has been there for 60 years. I mean, the little spinny seats. It's got a small little bar you can sit at to get
Magic
coffee
Mike
and a donut.
There? It's got old New York.
Magic Mike? No, he wasn't there. But
he wasn't there.
But I go in. I usually go in. Like, I brought all these guys after the show one night. I give the guy a huge tip, and I go, "You bring those as they come out of the oven. You give us first dibs."
Nice.
So we're sitting there just eating donut
hot donuts.
Hot donuts out of the fucking
that's a dream
donut maker.
Literally melting
what
in your
what
hand.
You prefer, that's a dream. What you prefer, hot donuts or hot bagels?
Hot donut.
Hot donut. Donut.
Hot day.
Take a hot donut.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to him?
The Jew face? We know what Jew face wants.
No, donut. It's a donut. It's not bagel.
It's a donut, right?
Yeah,
what?
Donut
I get hot
time.
Bagels every day. A hot donut's a treat.
Okay. There's nothing like, here's the thing. I don't like the Dunkin' Donuts donut, the Krispy Kreme donut. They're good, whatever. I get it. But I like the old-fashioned donut, the cake donut. With shit on it.
The one that you used to serve
are you a
in
dunker?
High school.
You fuck with Dunkin'?
Dunkin' Donuts?
No, dunk it in coffee. Do you like
No, I don't dunk at all.
I've gotten a dunk. Dunkin' recently, and I like what's happening.
I don't like Dunkin' because you, if it has chocolate, it melts the chocolate off.
You don't
off.
Do chocolate. You don't do
Bob,
chocolate.
Did I tell you on the? It was. I think it was not on the show, but I feel like I should share this with the fans as
I
well.
I hope so. Yeah.
This is a very fat episode.
If you feel it, please do it.
Because this is
a thing that I found out that was amazing. There's this little place called Holy Cream. They do. They basically make. They do old fashioned donuts that
are
hot.
Like a porn.
And then they do ice cream on them. But what I did recently was I just because it's hard to find that you go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Grab an old-fashioned donut, throw it in the microwave for like 20-25 seconds, then throw a scoop of like whatever ice cream you want on top of it, and the ice cream melts into the donut.
Sounds good.
It might be the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
First of all, I went to Holy Cream when it first opened. Okay? Over by my
house.
You
slept on the street like the Apple store.
They pretty much hired a fucking heroin addict kid.
Oh, the service sucks, dude.
The guy had dirty knuckles, and I remember he was dipping my donut into the chocolate with his hand, and I looked at his fingernails, thumbnail. Yeah. Had blood and dirt under it.
Probably from the night before.
But you still ate it, though.
It looked like a Wilson. It looked like a Sylvan's family wedding.
Hold on. You still ate it, didn't you?
You got to take risks in your life. Yeah. If you don't take risks, I mean, what's life all about? I was going to take to get fucking nice HIV from a donut from this fucking AIDS addict.
You miss all the donuts you don't eat. You know what I mean?
But so I go up there, and I mean, I met Dan Soder in the hallway, and he literally took a donut out of the box, put it in his pocket. He had to go on stage. He did a set with a donut in his pocket. And then I went upstairs, and they had this fucking great room. I mean, there was a bunch of cool. A lot of dudes I didn't know.
Yeah.
Really cool. And we watched these fucking boring fights.
Yeah.
Goddamn Nate Marquardt. Could you fucking live up to your body?
Yeah. His body. Well, it's not the way it used to be. He's a little pale now. His body was.
I mean.
Fucking
why you look at the paleness?
Yeah, I'm talking about the physical.
No, you need to be tan.
What pale got to do with him?
Yeah, you gotta be.
He was fucking
tan.
Shredded.
Really, he has to go to a tanning salon. You fucking girl.
What pale got to do with fighting?
I watched.
Well, it's going. This is going from donuts to fighting, and then back to
right up Lewis's alley.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, donuts, Mike. What do you want to talk about, Mike?
I don't know. I think it's great. Training the flow. I'm going with the flow.
I don't know.
I wouldn't personally waste my carbs on donuts. I'd rather waste them on a kind of pasta.
Really?
Or pizza.
I don't know.
That's the Italian point. He makes a good point.
I know I'm shitting on donuts.
I'll tell you this, though.
Sacrilege.
I'll tell you this. With Donut Den, I would. I hear what you're saying. A nice pizza, if you're gonna waste a nice carb day.
It's just spaghetti.
Oh, spaghetti? Okay, great. That's fine. But this donut pub. Pub or den?
It's a pub.
Donut pub. Is fucking insane. How good are the donuts?
It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what I do. Right now I'm doing a cheat day once a month, and I will do pizza and donut pub.
I wish your wife would do one.
Why don't you do donut and
say she isn't.
No, you can't do both. It's overload.
No,
it's overload. You enjoy one thing.
Chris Cuomo goes, who say she isn't doing a cheat day once a month? How about with the UPS guy you got into a fight with?
This fucking big black guy just fucking.
Shit.
Yo,
Will,
what's up,
your
bitch?
Thoughts, Will.
He fucking puts a comeback tomorrow on your forehead sticker.
I'm doing one cheat day a month,
right?
Where I eat whatever I want, all day fucking long, all day nonstop, and
but
then
your
every
stomach
other day
says a week cheat day.
I have a cheat year.
He said you're fat. That's what he meant.
Yeah, I know what he fucking meant, dude.
He's in way better shape than you, dude.
Well, Will's fucking, dude, here's the thing. He started off from being a tiny,
Will's
skinny AIDS Haitian who put on muscle. I started off being a fucking.
I was fat. I was 220.
He was fat, dude.
You weren't fat.
Fat. Will was fat, dude.
I never knew you were fat.
No, he wasn't fat. I knew Will was, when he was talking about being fat.
Mm. Hang on one second. Will was a fatty.
Really?
He's got pictures to prove it, dude. I remember when Will was fat. Will was a fat, pasty-eating fucking motherfucker.
Because you can't get rid of your stomach.
Yeah, you are mad.
First of all, I can get rid of my stomach, and I'm in the process.
I've been in the process the last 6 months.
Yeah. No. I just ordered a brand new thing, dude.
That's bullshit.
What's it called?
It's called Jeff Side Shredded Club. Look it up, dude. He's dude.
Yeah, the guy's gorgeous, too.
He's gorgeous.
What is it with
this?
Is he tan?
Let me see it.
He's tan. No, you're not seeing my stomach.
Do it on camera. Step off camera.
You get an arm shot.
Get him off camera. Just put me on camera. Just me is on camera. Let me see his stomach.
No.
Make sure he's on camera.
I want to see it.
Not yet.
I want to see this.
Can we just get on camera? I just want to see it.
Let Bobby do a reaction shot.
Why can't I see it? This is a reaction shot.
No.
Get everybody except
Lewis.
Let's
get a spit take.
We'll do a reaction shot.
Here's what I'll do.
You're willing to suck a dude's fake dick?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no.
You're
dude,
willing to fucking.
Because I will give you a reaction shot when I'm ready to fucking.
You're not
but
on
he
camera.
Always, dude, you always push it back. You
can really just,
always
push it
back. Pretty woman. He knows. He says
honest
when.
God, you're not
he
on
says
camera.
How much?
Can you get
it's not about that.
Lewis, you're off. I just want a reaction shot.
No.
of your stomach.
Dick face.
Please.
Right. No, let me see your stomach.
Dude, my stomach's terrible. I'm not claiming anything.
I know.
Mine's terrible. I'm just saying I want to see your stomach. I want to see
your before and after.
Wait, you told me your abs are popping. That's what you told me.
Not yet. No. They were popping right before Thanksgiving, and now I'm getting back there. Yeah.
I just want to see it. You're not on camera. It's just us.
I just fucking said I will show you right before I go on shipwreck.
Why can't you show me right
now? Because that's when I'm going to be fucking shredded.
All right. I just want to see them right now.
No.
Me.
No.
Why?
Because I'll show you when we're on break.
Dude. So hurt.
You're not on camera. I swear
it's not about being on camera.
How about if you stand over here?
It's not about being on camera.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're afraid, dude. What are you afraid of?
I'm not ready to show off my abs yet.
Open up. What are you afraid of?
I'm not ready to show off my abs yet.
What are you vulnerable?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, be vulnerable.
I'm not ready to show off my abs yet.
Why don't you trust us?
Yeah.
It's not showing off. Just show us what you're starting with, and then we're going to see the results 2-3 weeks later.
We're a supportive group.
He already doesn't have sleeves.
This is a trust circle, so.
I don't know why we try to get him. We're talking about fucking silly guys. Dude, take your shirt.
Just take it off. Come on.
Dude,
man.
Why? What the fuck? This is bullshit.
Just pull your dick out right now.
Oh, come on. That's a little bit.
He'd pull his dick out a lot quicker than his abs.
Probably. I know.
No.
So, anyways, I go up. To,
father.
We go up. So, we go up to the. We go up to this thing. It was actually a fucking great time. And then, of course, Dante shows up. Fucking Louis hits everybody with his ass as he's walking in. Fucking giant midget ass just bumps people.
And he kept on yelling out, "This fight stinks." Well, and everyone, because Dante's so terrifying, everyone had to fucking bite their tongue and not yell, "Your ass stinks."
I didn't.
Everyone, I was not going near
everyone
that. Are you kidding me?
To go,
I would have took a nice hot beating for everybody. I fucking told him to shut his face. And I'm sitting next to his Hell's Angel butt.
Yeah.
He rolls in with a fucking Hell's Angel guy. He's got a patch. His fucking Sons of Anarchy.
And is he wearing his coat? He's got a Grover, I think, from Sesame Street.
This guy's got rings, okay? Rings that you're dying to make fun of, right?
Yeah, you're not going to, though.
Is that the mood you're in?
And then he's got a cane. He's got a fucking cane. He sits down.
You know he's been to some shit with a cane. Yeah.
This motherfucker.
He's been to some shit.
This guy was no joke.
Yeah.
This guy's no joke. When he shook my hand, when you ever shake somebody's hand and you like... This guy has man strength.
Yeah, like a vice grip.
He shook my hand, and I wanted to go, ow, so bad. But I shook back enough where it didn't, like, really break anything. Like, I was just trying to not, just to, like.
You gave him I'm not a victim, Chase. I'm not a victim, all right?
You're just trying to survive.
So, he sits next to me the whole fight, and he keeps, saying stuff, and I'm trying to inform him. He's like, what the fuck, this guy? Why doesn't he just fucking headbutt him? It's like, you really can't. And I just fucking kick him in the fucking balls.
Bro, I just fucking pull out a bottle, smash him in the fucking face.
He used to be able to do that, but now the rules have changed. The athletic commission. I'm trying to be fucking.
What are you saying? I'm fucking wrong, Tubbs?
No, I'm saying that basically it used to be. I agree with you. We should be able to stab you. I mean, that'd make it more fun. We should be able to take out a knife or a cane sword, whatever you have in there.
Cane sword.
I like how Dante just rolls around with a team of murderers.
It really does. And that truck, that fucking Jeep. Ugh.
Kick him off the network. That's it.
Yeah. No, I can't.
He's too lazy. He's wherever he wants to be.
That's a Rob Sprantz gig. I just wanted to say, your show's great. You're doing better numbers, but we're gonna shut down the network for a month. Bobby. he rolled in. It was like, fuck. It just changed the whole atmosphere. Yeah. It was fun. I felt bad. The little kid, what's his name, from L.A., that's in with us now. That was up there. The kid's in, a little Arab kid.
Oh, what the fuck
is his name?
I forget his name, dude. Nice kid, though. Really nice kid.
I want to get him on the show. Really sweet guy. He's been doing comedy for L.A. for a while. Now he lives here. But he's sitting next to me.
He's tiny.
Yeah, he's a small dude, but we're having a good time. He went and got me a water. You know, it's fun. I'm trying, the room smells like donuts, pizza, and pot. It's like, I'm fucking losing all the things I can't have.
What? Anoush?
Hang on one second. Go ahead. What was it?
He sneezed. God bless you.
What the fuck are
you? The guy's name is Anoush.
He's allergic to broccoli.
His name is Anoush?
No, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah, go ahead,
buddy. Let me ask you.
Sure.
I'm just making fun of Will.
He doesn't say that. Do you say axe?
He said axe.
No.
He did just say axe, so I will validate that.
Yeah. So we're sitting there. It's fucking, you know, he literally sits down, and this kid got up for 1 second, and this guy just rolls in and sits there.
You're not going to tell him to get up, though.
No.
No. Dude, I wanted to get up. I was nervous. He wound up being a sweet guy, though. We actually exchanged cigars at the end of it, and he was like,
You just gave him your cigars.
Keep that lighter.
That's yours. Oh, yeah. You're going to. This jacket, too. Yeah, I gave him my jacket. I gave him my cigars. And we exchanged wallets.
It's the holidays.
And we exchanged wallets. Well, I gave him my wallet.
I unhooked it from my chain. Yeah, he was a motherfucker, man. I think Dante's getting bigger too, right? Dante's
like more muscular or fatter?
Well, the universe is expanding, and so is he. You know what I mean? It's just a natural physics.
That was Grant. That was Grant who said
that. The mellows.
Some kind of disguise your voice as mine.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Dude, Dante's a bitch, dude. I'll fuck him up in front of his girlfriend.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Bobby, why are you? What are you, crazy? What are you saying?
Fucking pissing his mom's mouth right in front of him.
Dude, stop dude, that.
No,
dude.
Bobby, seriously. Yeah. Bobby, right now, dude.
You're really paying out.
Fucking, Dante, I'm on your side. Bobby's a piece of shit.
Dante tapped you out in 10 seconds.
Dante's a fucking monster.
He's a monster. Dante's a physical specimen.
He put him in some grip I never even saw before.
He did an armbar with his fucking bicep.
Dude, he squeezed me between his forefinger and thumb, and I was like, all right, I'm done. He's so strong.
Yeah.
And Dante also has years and years and years of fucking like martial arts experience.
Yeah. Does he really?
Yeah, dude. Dante's
almost like karate, though, that type of shit. And he do a fucking, like a kata?
No. Dante showed me.
I'm not afraid of a kata.
No, Dante showed me a fucking axe kick one time. He just like, he swooshed his foot.
No, listen, first of all, there's no way that leg, with that little baby fat leg, gets up over anybody's belly button.
Listen, man, he's like a giant midget. You know how agile midgets are, okay?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I forgot about that. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. You don't think that they can stick the leg straight up in the air, but they can. Yeah. They can flip. I saw Brad's fucking closing bit. He spins around. He fucking. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So yeah. All right. I'm afraid. Dante doesn't need to know karate. By the way.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he
doesn't.
How do you fight that guy? You just let him punch him. Hopefully, he gets tired punching you.
Here's a movie. Grab the earlobes. Grab those fucking ear things.
Here's what you gotta do. To fight Dante, you need a car. You need to be able to run around a car enough to where he just goes,
Bobby, stop running, Bobby, I'm tired, Bobby. Yo, let's get some chicken.
Fuck that, dude. Dante, literally the only chance you got is that he would get winded.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I say the only chance you got, I mean, maybe me or you, Mike. Everyone else in this room would be fucking dead. Including
will
you,
try
Will.
To weather it.
I think Will
would
be
good. We just try to weather it.
No, Will can box.
Will can run for days.
Well, he's tough. Will's tough.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, Will.
Mike
Will,
is just mad. Me and Mike spar. And one thing about Mike, when he miss, he throws everything we learned in boxing, he throws out the window and just go into his wrestling
mode. I sparred with Mike. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? It was fucking, that was so funny.
Hey, you were smashing me in the face.
With his own fist.
Yeah.
I was fucking, he had to hit pads and he didn't know how to you're supposed to push, so when we're fighting and I punch your glove, you're supposed to kind of punch back a little so it doesn't hit you in the face. But he kept forgetting to do that, so I just kept jabbing him and his fucking own glove would smack him in the eye.
Yeah, because we're doing drills. We're doing the jab drill, and Bobby's just smashing me in my glove that's hitting me in the face.
Yeah, but you're supposed
to dodge your head.
I know what I'm supposed to do, but you see it happening, and you just keep doing it, which makes me feel like it was a little bit mean-spirited.
Why are you keeping your head there? You're supposed to move your head.
I know what I'm supposed to do, but we're doing a drill. It's a nice, relaxed drill.
Bobby, you're not supposed to.
So Bobby's like, keep smashing me in the face. Like, dude, you're not doing it right, dude.
It's a
you're
war not doing zone, it right. Motherfucker. You ain't no.
When you're drilling, it's a war zone. When you're drilling, it's a war zone. How are you supposed to learn?
We think we're practicing for figures?
Come on. This is ridiculous. I start using words. Ridiculous.
I'm moving.
Scobo's leaving. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. Show just got good.
Hey, this show really doesn't break people. I really wish we would break fucking one of these guys. Just, I'm out.
Just fucking Ro Kelly. She's back in Australia.
She broke herself.
I remember the time I was boxing when I was doing all that stuff. Keith, this motherfucker. You want to talk about unfair? You want to talk about a fucking creep? He's yelling at me, you know, come on, you fat motherfucker.
Come on, Bobby.
Motivate me. I say something to him. He gets up. He punches me in the rib.
I remember that.
I'm out of breath. I'm fucked. He comes up. He goes, you motherfucker. And fucking short jabs me right into the fucking rib cage, knocks the wind out of me. And I'm yelling, and everybody's laughing at me because of the noise. I'm like, and then I'm like, he just fucking, I was really fucking mad. But it was so funny to them.
Yeah.
They didn't understand. They thought my madness was me being like funny, but I wasn't. I wanted to hit him with a weight. I wanted to go just get a nice 25 pounder and fucking smash it right in his fucking head.
Dude, Robert Kelly went to jail for 13 years. He put Keith Robinson in a coma.
Keith's the worst to work out with, though. That motherfucker will just yell at you.
The entire time. I'm amazed that he has the wind to do that.
Well, he has the fucking wind, all right. He has the time, too. His career.
That's all you got.
I'm a monster.
I actually took the class one day without you guys, without everybody, the advanced class. I fucked up, dude. I came in because I had to do earlier, and it was like nothing. It was $25 to take that class. So I jumped in. I was like, I can do this, dude. Oh, God. Little Asian girl fucking beat the fuck out of me. Just fucking jabbing me in the gut, fucking bottom of the chin, smacking me around. That fucking Haitian dude, Steve. What's that? Is that your friend?
Steve.
Yeah. Did you meet him and then you hooked everybody up?
Yeah.
So from Haiti? Did you meet in Haiti?
No, Steve is from... They met floating on two different pieces of driftwood.
That's good.
Hey,
Ma. I'd like to box when we get to the States.
I know a place. I can't pronounce it, but I know where it is. Logistically.
Do you like broccoli?
I want broccoli.
We'll go broccoli. What? Broccoli. Nah, man, I'm good. I need some water. No. Broccoli.
Broccoli and Barclay. Barclay.
Yeah, no difference.
And Barclay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no difference. Play that back.
Yeah.
Make that your ringtone. Yeah. Barclay, Barclay. Barclay, Barclay.
I'm saying two different things.
Yeah, we know. We know, but you're not.
Broccoli.
Broccoli and Barclay. Broccoli and Barclay. We get it, yeah.
Two different things. What y'all talking about?
One has a Lee at the end and one has a Lay. I get it, but you're still fucking up the beginning of it. Broccoli. Broccoli and Barclay. I fucking love you, dude. So, the fights were fucking... I mean, look, man.
Terrible.
I think we're just going to roll through. We're not going to do a break. We're going to roll through.
They just had a fight this weekend.
Is that cool? You guys with that?
We got to do some reading,
though. They just had a fight this weekend with John... What's that guy's
Jones.
Name?
Jones. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll do the reads after.
Oh, that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Dude, first of all, the Jones-Cormier fight...
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on podcast.com.
Broccoli.
All right, check it out. Real quick, we're just going to do some reads before we go any further. We're going to roll through the break today. Here's the deal, man. The season-long Fantasy Football League may be over, but there's still plenty of action every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site. All right, listen, where you can win huge cash prizes every time you play. Dave from Boston won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football at DraftKings. So did Matt from Florida and Ray from New Jersey. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire nearly every week this season. And don't forget about the exciting money-making contest in other sports too, like hockey and college and pro hoops. Head to DraftKings.com now and use code Kelly to play free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. That's happening this weekend at DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winners, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. And make sure you check out my special this Friday night, or go to RobertKellyLive.com. Check out the trailer. We have an awesome trailer up there for all you guys listening live. And it's pretty amazing. What else?
You have the show for Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, when is that?
January 13th, 11 o'clock at the Village Underground.
January 13th, 11 o'clock, Village Underground for...
Rick Shapiro.
Rick Shapiro, but for Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Rick Shapiro's doing a show, three shows that night all over the city to raise money for Parkinson's. It's a great event. You guys want to make sure you get your tickets for that. It's January 19th, the Village Underground.
January 13th,
Village Underground. So make sure you support that. It's a great cause, and Rick is a great guy and one of New York's best comedians ever. So there we go. What else?
Also, if you're listening live tomorrow... 8 o'clock, you'll be doing your Unmasked,
yeah,
live on the Raw Dog channel.
Yes, the Stand. You listen live right now. You want to get some tickets? There's very few available, so make sure you check that out. And that's it, right? And then we'll do all that stuff. So we're back. So, anyways, we're doing the John Jones fight. First of all, fucking John Jones is a legitimate fucking bad guy. I mean, he's a fucking... I mean, you follow MMA, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so John Jones, he's I don't know,
he
man.
He did a couple of shitty things at the end. The end of the fight, he hit him twice when the bell rang.
But no, he
and in the third round, he did that too.
He put his hands up before he entered the end zone. You know what I'm saying? I hate that.
Right.
Fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me happier than seeing some fucking asshole running into the end zone and like, yeah, slows down, and then a guy just knocks it out of his hand.
Right.
And he just stupid. That he raised his hand, then he turned around, he saw a couple seconds on the clock, and he threw a couple extra punches.
Yeah, shitty.
It's like this guy, he could have done the same thing when you raised your hand. He could have saw you not defending yourself and sucker the fuck out of the side of your head.
He should have.
He did. Didn't he hit him once?
Jones.
He put his hands up.
Jones put his hands up. Then he said, "I realized it was more time, so I threw a couple extra shots in. Fuck you." And then he responded, and then he says, "But he threw some stuff after the bell." It's not really after the bell. That happens. You just threw two punches at me. He was already fuck you in motion. It happened.
Right.
But that was kind of dicky.
Yeah, the thing is,
they don't like each. They legitimately didn't like each other, right?
They had a real beef and a real grudge match. You know, John
so
Jones.
The weigh-in.
The second
the
John
weigh-in?
Jones realizes that he is Money Mayweather. You know, a lot of people have talked about this.
Yeah.
The second John Jones will become that fucking big show.
Yeah.
That he is, because he's confused. John Jones is confused. He doesn't know who the fuck he is. One minute he's a 25-year-old Christian who's thanking Jesus and thanking the Lord and being this fucking, you know, this role model, and then the next minute he's drunk driving with, you know, teenage white girls in his backseat.
Mayweather's the same way.
I know, but here's the thing: Mayweather embraced the Money Mayweather thing. Mayweather became fucking like counting the money and fucking going to clubs and doing all that.
That's what White said. He goes, he should just embrace him being the bad guy.
Yeah, do that.
Just become that guy.
And we'll love to hate him. We'll love to hate him, because right now, the general population, and that's who they sell the fights to, they don't fucking know. They're like, wait, am I supposed to like this guy? Am I supposed to hate this guy? And that's why John Jones' pay-per-view numbers, they're not like devastating numbers.
This one was.
We'll see.
We'll see
when it comes out. We don't know the numbers yet. I bet you it didn't go over a million.
Good or, bad?
Can I tell you? Because Dana said it. Did you watch the post fight press conference?
They don't even know the numbers at that point.
Well, he actually made a statement. Can I say it? Because I watched it and I heard I heard Dana White, the
Can
owner
you do
of the
it
company.
As Artie Lang?
Well, tonight was good. The numbers aren't as good. You know, we sold 11 million. Maybe seven fingers. I don't fucking know. You want to get a cigarette or something? Guy, I got to do Joe Manarese's podcast. The guy needs help. Fixing Joe. Fix it already. What about fixing Artie? Love Jersey. No, he said... It's in this maybe seven figures pay per view.
I bet you it's under 750,000.
It was more than 700,000. He said he knew it was more than 700,000. He actually said that.
Okay.
It's seven something, but he goes it might be 750,000.
That's good numbers.
It's great
good.
Numbers.
Yeah, but it's not good when you look at what Mayweather does. He does 2 million pay per view buys. It's not.
I mean, when you're comparing it to fucking.
Boxing
is different.
And Mayweather
there's
built
one
up his name.
Fucking guy in boxing. There's one show. Yeah. You're talking about MMA. There's fucking. Now, how many fights a year now?
And look,
so you can't compare the two. For that fight, that did amazing numbers.
Look, yeah. Yes, it did. And by the way, I'm the first one to say this.
You're the second one.
The UFC is very smart.
I bet you're the second one.
To embrace that business model. They don't put any too much stock into any one given fighter anymore. They stopped doing it with GSP. Because they know that they're one fight away from their retina being detached and they're fucking gone. So instead of being in a situation like where boxing, all of its laurels are rested on Mayweather and Pacquiao. If these motherfuckers get into a plane crash one day going to some press conference, boxing is fucking dead.
Yeah.
The UFC, those three letters are bigger than any one fighter out there. Yeah. Period.
It's a league.
That's it.
It's a league.
And that's where they've been putting. And I think that's why they don't really care if Jon Jones sells 2 or 3 million pay-per-views, because in reality, it's about the overall productivity of the company.
But I'll tell you this, though. They missed George St. Pierre. They missed Anderson. Oh, yeah. Because those motherfuckers sold. Yeah. They need those people to come back. You know, they need those motherfuckers to come back. So if John would just embrace his bad guy shit, and then the other guy could be the good guy, they really have some WWE type fucking stuff happening.
But I don't.
People are invested. Now women are going to take sides. I like him. He's a fucking asshole. And then that's when people are going to, let's watch the fights. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I mean, John Jones, you're absolutely right. He's fucking, he doesn't know who the fuck he is, and that's why people hate him. That's why people love Cormier. I don't like the meathead wrestler type fucking guy. No offense, Mike. But, you know.
I don't like a short, blockheady, fucking dry personality cunt.
He has fox catcher head.
All right, let me let it sit there for a while. I'm going to take my medicine.
Hold on, Mike. I got to cut this cheese on your head.
Mike's wearing those headphones so he doesn't get fucking cauliflower ears.
To me, it doesn't matter about John. It just matters that he's like a dominant fucking. That's why I would watch.
Yeah, but you're a competitor and you're a sports fan. They're selling this to just the general public.
Yeah.
And you have to. Here's the thing, dude. And this is why they put so much. This is why when they show a countdown show with Cain Velasquez, they spend a half an hour showing you footage of his fucking Mexican father unloading banana trucks because they want to pull on heartstrings.
His story.
And John Jones, there's just no real story there. There's no tangible thing to hold on to and go like, holy shit. Either I love this guy or I fucking hate this guy because it's all over the place. John Jones, nobody really wants to see this guy win, but in reality, nobody really wants to see him lose that badly yet, except for the hardcore fans. The hardcore fans hate him.
Well, because you hate him because he's not genuine. You know, nothing comes out of his. One day he's this, one day he's that. You know, it's. You get a guy like Daniel who's just that guy. You know who he is. You know what you're getting. People don't like fake people. People don't like fucking Hollywood horse shit. You know, it's you know, you're one way in front of the camera and you're another way behind closed doors. You're another way on Instagram. You're another way when you're around hot chicks. You're another way when you're around your family. It's like fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And when you see that, it's like, fuck you.
You had no identity.
Here's another thing that fucks me up about him. He's so much bigger than everybody else, except for Gustafsson. You know, they were both the same size. But did you see him? He's a fucking heavyweight fighting a light heavyweight. I don't give a fuck what you say, John. I can make 205. Yeah, but you make 205 no problem, but as soon as you eat something and have some water, you're fucking 235.
Yeah, but that's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game.
Everyone has that. Here's the thing. Everybody has that afforded to them. If Cain Velasquez really wanted to make 205, I think he could. He's got a lot around his waist.
I hope that fucking John Jones. Look, I love watching a John Jones fight. I love it because what he's doing, he creates the drama leading up to it with fucking Rampage, with Evans, with Chael. He does create this fuck you, and he overcomes. He's won.
Here's what's great about John Jones, and we've watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, literally every fight he's evolved to a point where it's like, no. Like, honestly, Cormier could have beat John Jones 2 years ago. Yeah. The John Jones, like, the next, it's scary where he's going to fucking be in the next fight. He's going to kill Gustafsson if Gustafsson gets past.
He knew, though, like, watching Johnson. The fight, if Cormier had knocked him out in the second round, that was it. Then he got tired after that, and Jones won the fight.
Yeah.
He knows he's got to tire people out, and he's going
to
win the fight.
Well, he said something that really made sense that somebody said to him, second is a habit. That really fucking rang true. Like, second is a habit. When you come in second, you quit. You at a certain point, you're like, fuck it. And that was like, you know, at a certain point in that fight, you were like, what the fuck happened to him? Mm-hmm. Something just happened. I'll take him down. If I want to take him down 100 times, if you follow Jones on Instagram now, he's repeating all the shit that Cormier said.
What a cunt.
It says on, it has him fucking double legging Cormier, Daniel, and it says, if I want to take Jones down 100 times, I'll take him down 100 times. And it just, he's literally up in the air and his face is scared. And it's just fucking like, ugh. But I don't know. Look, here's the thing, too, is at the press conference, you got this Olympian, an American.
Right.
You know, went to the Olympics for us as a country. You know what I mean? And you got him crying. He's a grown man. He's crying on stage. Literally. He's broken. You broke him. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. Because if he was here, he'd be doing the same shit to me.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. That's what I want him to do, but I don't want him to do that because it's like I feel bad.
I'm watching Daniel Cormier cry. Like, I want to cry because he's so much more of a man than me that it evokes this fucking reaction for me where I get like emotional. Like, yeah. Fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like to watch that tough of a guy just fucking broken. You've talked about that, Mike, because we went, we did a gig at your old Penn college State, town, yeah. Penn
and
State.
And he cried at the end of it because he bombed.
I was crying for different reasons.
I thought this would be the one. Let's go to Polanski Brothers and get a sandwich.
No, but you said, dude, when in that wrestling room, it's such a difficult program
right.
that guys would just constantly be broken, right. be broken left and right. And it was just an interesting thing. The reason you left wrestling eventually, you said, you were like, dude, I wasn't going to go to the Olympics. I wasn't going to be an All-American. And to put myself through...
I wouldn't have made the starting lineup, by the way.
Can you give yourself the same speech with comedy?
Yeah. You want me to leave comedy, Bobby? I'm already basically out. So this podcast is the only thing. This morning,
no, you're not.
When you guys called me this morning, an hour before the podcast, I was like, maybe there's hope!
Dude, are you really in one of the slumps? No. You're good.
I mean, I'm
Shut
always...
Shut up, Bobby. Now you want to try and rescue him and shit?
No, I'm not John Jones.
Yeah, be consistent. Yeah.
Bobby's being The Rock right now.
Be heavy. Yeah.
I saw The Rock sing again on WWE. Did you guys... I love The Rock, man.
Follow his Instagram?
Oh, such a good Instagram.
Of course I do.
No, he's playing Shazam.
He is so fucking... He is the highest paid actor right now, and he deserves every fucking
thing. Yeah.
Because not only is he fucking just a specimen,
but
he is fucking hilarious.
Have you seen his workout videos?
Self-aware.
I see them all, dude.
They're so
funny.
Focus!
You know he's playing Shazam?
Who?
He's playing Shazam.
I'm sorry. Hang on one second. One guys, just give me one second. Deepu, I need a close-up on me, and I need a close-up on Will. I need a double shot. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Who's he playing?
He is playing Shazam.
Now is Shazam
Shaquille O'Neal guy?
Who's playing Toast?
No, he's hungry again. He wants some jam.
Shazam.
I want some broccoli with some jam.
Shazam.
What is Shazam?
Shazam?
Is he reviving Shaquille O'Neal's Shazam?
Yeah.
Magician?
I said it right.
Genie?
I'm saying it right. Shazam.
I don't like that dummy's joke was actually the right way to say it. He goes, is he doing it? Just say Shazam. You said Shazam.
Does everyone know what Shazam is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. The film? I'm sorry. Film. Yeah. It's a beautiful piece of art.
He's a superhero.
Doesn't Grant have such
listen
a relaxing
to me.
Voice?
With me. Ready? Shazam.
Oh, I said
say
sh.
It with me.
Shh.
Let's do Electric Company. The Silhouettes. Ready?
Shazam.
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 No, don't go Shazza. There's no Shazza.
You just said Shazam.
No.
Shazam.
Zam.
Is that the bald chick from Last Comic Standing?
Shazam. Anyways. Yeah, he's fucking, dude, he sang a song. He's out in front of all these people with a guitar, and he sings Eric Clapton to this fucking... Go ahead.
He sang Elvis on Michael and Kelly. He was
God,
really good.
He's so funny. He smashed it too. He did Eric Clapton late in the evening, and everybody's like, "Wow, he sings great." And he goes, and then it just turns into, "Bitch, you're just ugly, right?" He goes, "You look like a hooker, not the expensive guy." God, he's fun. Me and Patrice used to watch that fucking shit all the time. That's one thing I miss about. about, Patrice. We used to, Monday nights, we would wait for The Rock to come out in that fucking sweater or that shirt with those glasses and the belt, that shitty bull tattoo. And he would just, I remember he did fucking Triple H one night. He was just making fun of people. He was the first guy to ever be a comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like really just be like, Triple, and he would go, Triple H, what are you going to do? And come out to the ring, and I'll break you. I was fucking howling. Then he did the Dudley Brothers, the one that stuttered. He goes, do you like pancakes? He goes, I don't, it doesn't matter what you like. And then smacked him in the face. Shit.
You think he'd come on the podcast?
Yeah. The Rock?
Yeah.
I bet we could get him on. I could totally get more famous people on the show if I tried and hired somebody and became more famous myself.
Dude, I would suck.
Leave it up to me to get people.
It's like six people. Hold on.
I would suck about to say something.
Real dick.
Joe's about to say something gay.
I really would, dude. I would have to suck his dick.
What the fuck are you saying?
I just want to bring it up.
Now he's never coming on. Someone's going to play this fucking clip for him.
Yeah.
He's going to think there's a...
Like I met him once.
Yeah, we all did.
You suck his dick?
I met him once, too. I worked out behind him.
Where'd you work out?
I was at Gold's Gym in fucking California.
You just made all that up.
Swear to God, he was in front of me. He was working out. He works out at the Gold's Gym in Santa Monica, wherever the fuck it was. And he was in front of me.
Just an animal.
And Dawn was next to me. And I looked over at Dawn, and she was staring at me.
She was just rubbing one out.
Oh my god, that's the mother of his child. What are you doing,
dude?
Bobby was doing the same thing.
Dude, that's when he got her pregnant. They fucked in the bathroom right there.
I'd let Don fuck him, but you have to do it in front of me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I would definitely let
and Max.
I would definitely let The Rock cuckold B. 100%.
That means you have to suck his dick.
No, that's not
cuckold. No,
he's cool with it.
I just jerk off.
Cuckolding is when you...
No. You hold her hand.
Yeah.
No. While it's happening. You have to hold her hand.
But she'll suck some dick, too. That's cuckold.
Cuckold?
No, cuckold watch is just when you're in the room.
No.
When you're watching them.
How do you? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
Oh, no, not that specifically.
Okay.
But I would definitely...
I have my own quirk.
Grant loves...
What?
Big women.
I like fat women. Yeah.
You do? You know what? Can I say something?
My poison. Yeah.
I just got into fat women again, too.
Oh, really?
Like big girl porn?
So Bobby Ware Way, you turn on...
SSBB dubs. Yeah.
You like way. You like fat women?
Can I say something, though? I like proportionately big girls.
I like pears. You know, I want them to be pear-shaped, ideally. You know, in the fat women world,
so
there's apples,
Will.
There's
broccoli, pears.
I don't want her.
Jam.
I don't want her body to look like Homer Simpson's face.
Yeah, totally. So I was sometimes looking up with a girl, and it's like, if you take away their head, it's just like, oh, this is just John Goodman's body. Yeah. I'm not like yeah.
I like a proportionate fat girl, like big titties.
What's the biggest girl you had?
380. 380 last night, actually. Yeah,
that's bigger than me.
Night. Yeah, yeah.
That's bigger than me and Lewis.
Yeah, I know.
Together.
The Rock benches
she was,
that
she
much.
Was our
no,
tag
I have
team
a problem. Weight. I have a problem. I'm swinging out.
Let me ask
right
you
now.
A question. Yeah. How did you get to it?
Well, I've always had
no, the pussy.
Oh, how did you get to it? Oh, yeah. That was a challenge.
Did you have like a crane?
Yeah.
You have a friend in there?
Yeah, yeah. I use one of those selfie sticks. Have you seen those?
You had to build like pine boards like an old mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was 380. She's a big girl. 380
is big.
Wait, you're about to say something. You always had what?
Oh, I thought he was saying, how did you end up getting into big women? I've always been like that. It's just my thing. But it's like, I've only like relatively recently been like open about it and pursuing it.
How do you know she was? You know? So you was in a closet?
Well, I asked, but I guessed. And
hey, bitch, how fat are you?
I had to get to that point.
Hey,
well, I mean, it was after we slept
huge,
together.
Huge, and I can't get my dick completely hard without an exact
number.
So.
I did want a number, and I guessed right. I mean, just
said
my years of fat porn paid off because I guessed right out of the bat. Yeah, I guessed 380.
Where did you meet this girl?
Okay, Cupid.
At a carnival.
Actually.
He was guessing her weight. She paid $1.
That's good.
She's Spanish? Spanish?
I was going to say donut.
No.
Where is she? half Egyptian.
She has the Bobby Kelly deal at Donut Den.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dude, so here's the deal.
Yeah,
You meet this girl on a
Okay Cupid, yeah.
Okay. So you're looking for big girls.
I am.
Are you putting a weight thing in?
Yeah, if you pay, you can put in like what body preference you have, and then that's and so I filter.
What would that be? What would that filter be? Like fat as fuck.
Yeah, what? They didn't have that, unfortunately.
What is the filter?
Overweight is as big as they'll get.
So they says overweight.
How do you but spell not, blah?
Yeah.
How do you spell ouch?
Yeah. Oh, this is Grant's future wife that we're talking about.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
How do you spell?
I'm totally, yeah.
Do you always go on top? You let
them
on top.
Yeah, I let them on top too. Yeah.
You what?
Yeah, that
on top of what?
Well, that's a little bit too. Like the weight, you know, feeling that amount of weight on you, it's kind of hot, you know, because it's so much.
No, it's actually physically hot. It's hot. Well, it's like 98 degrees. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Did you get raped in a pig pile when you were a kid?
Exactly. Yeah.
Some fucking little league game. Someone was sucking you off under the bottom of the pile.
What the fuck did you get this?
Slop house. Yeah. Just I grew up in a
raped. Can I ask you what's a pig pile? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
A pig pile?
You don't know what a pig pile is?
No, what's a pig pile?
A pile of pigs.
It's when everybody, like, you win a game and everybody jumps on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
Which I hate because I have
the dog pile.
There's a lot of white
pig pile,
in
dog
show.
Pile, whatever it is, dude.
I just imagined a giant pile of pigs that he was raped in the middle of.
Yeah.
What? So.
You ever smash a skinny girl?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's, I've had skinny girls the whole life.
But they don't turn you on.
But here's the thing. So you get with this girl, you meet her online, and then you hook up with her, and she knows, now she must be excited because you're like a skinny dude, you're in shape.
Yeah, but they're used to, I mean, the ones that are in like the world, you know, are used to like good looking guys sitting on
them. What do you mean in the world?
I like how he upgraded himself to good looking.
Okay, yeah, I slip it in.
I think you're a good looking guy.
I'll slip it in, thanks.
I think you're not bad.
I'm ugly duckling. I used to be really ugly and fat too, you know, so I've been through it.
I think, you think that maybe.
He lost a bunch of weight.
So here we go. This is where it's lying.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's
because,
at.
Because, so what you're saying is back when you were a little chunky and you couldn't get broads, you went with some...
You'd think that. I know that makes sense, but no, that's not it.
He has body dysmorphia. He still sees himself as a fat guy, so he feels sexy when he's with a bigger woman.
No, can you not talk to me about him in front of him?
Yeah, and
can
you're both wrong. You're
can
both
you just look, ask him?
Grant's a bitch.
You're both, you're both pontificating and you're both wrong.
He likes
you're
to feel wrong. A strong, dudely hands on
Let me ask you a question. Because I do like a big girl.
Sure.
Those are good.
Big.
I used to have a joke in my act. Not, you know, when I fuck, I want both my knees to touch the bed. You know, I don't want to be like an upside down canoe. All right, well,
that one didn't, that joke didn't stick.
It's not in the new special.
I fucked up because I should have just said it and like had some fucking. But I told you it was a joke, and you guys shut down immediately.
Next week,
no, we didn't.
Next week on Serial.
So anyways, how big you like?
I like. I don't care how big they are. I just like proportion.
Proportions
man.
Are
I like
important.
A. I so like 380. A, I don't like. I don't
380.
Like. A, I don't care if she's 380, but if she has little tiny titties.
Yeah.
Like I was with a big girl one time. I had this acting class I was in, and they hooked me up with this big girl
with a flat butt.
She had a flat butt and little titties, and we were.
She looked like Big J.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah, that's apple body.
Yeah,
man.
I don't
you get
I,
that apple.
I don't
thing,
like that
not,
shit.
Yeah,
I don't. I took her titty out, and it was like. It was like my titty.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
They look
it was,
at man tits. Yeah,
it was fucking awful. Yeah. I still let her blow me.
But you don't you don't get that, Grant, because this I used to
no,
be really
I understand
fat.
That.
So what I would do is I'd fuck plenty of really, really big girls, but what would get me turned on is feeling like the sexy one in that situation.
No, I like big, big, juicy, fat titties. I like a big titty. You know, like a fat titty. I don't like a stretch marky but you know, big girls have
no,
big,
I like
juicy
stretch
titties.
Marky, yeah.
I like a big nipple.
Mm-hmm. I used to like big girls because I used to think they have more pussy to give. Like, you know, big girls have big titties. And I just thought they had more pussy. And I wanted
for your
more
dick,
pussy.
Your giant cock.
For your giant
I just
fucking...
wanted more pussy. Mm-hmm. I know what
what's
pussy
more?
Will,
I
know Will more failed bigger. Sex ed.
Huh?
More is bigger. Longer birth canal?
I don't know. I don't know,
I don't know what more pussy means.
This was before I knew what pussy was. I just wanted more pussy.
Yeah, what is like? What do they have, like extra pussy?
I thought they had extra pussy.
Yo, baby, use this one.
What the fuck? How would they have more pussy in there? Like deeper?
The
deeper,
ones that had more. That little stomach below the stomach?
Yeah.
So you thought your dick went into the stomach?
I thought that was the pussy.
The term is fupa for the kids out there, technically.
Yeah. So what do you think? Like she's a fucking professional hot dog eater? Or your dick went into her fucking small
No, I was just excited by it.
It's like a Mary Poppins bag for
I remember
a pussy.
I used to fuck a girl in junior high named Kimba.
Slice?
Yeah. I used to call her Kimba the white guy.
Like, it sounds
on.
Like a
wait,
mythical,
hold on. Wait,
mythical
wait,
being.
How old were you? Wait, hold on. You was fucking in junior high?
Fuck yeah, I was fucking wow, in. Wow.
Well, he was 23. She
I
was
fucked in sixth grade.
Oh my god,
are you serious?
Wow. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, first time ever.
You started fucking in sixth grade?
Damn, man, that's amazing.
Grade,
I was 20.
Yeah. I started fucking 24.
I remember I was in seventh grade.
24, really?
24.
Years
yeah, that's
old.
I used to go to this.
I cracked my cherry.
That's a life expectancy in Haiti.
I. I used to. That's funny, dude. That's cool. Yeah. I used to fuck. Yeah, this girl Kimba. She was just proportionately big, though. I go over
to
her.
It sounds
house.
Like you had to worship a volcano to get her to emerge. You know, like Kimba.
Yeah,
you know,
like yeah. There was she like was a big bitch. Yeah. She was just the blonde
why
girl.
Why did you laugh at that?
I thought it was funny.
No, you didn't. Nice.
I did like
it. Give him the fucking handkerchief.
I liked it.
No fuck off.
You. She liked it.
I liked it, dude.
She's not going
to
lie.
Kimba coming out. I had to worship a fucking volcano to get this fat bitch out.
Like a tribe going, Kimba. All right, like
now give it to him.
You know what?
I like his explanation, actually.
Yeah.
Here, use that to mop up your girlfriend's sweat.
So how you have a girlfriend now?
No.
Okay, so
I had a skinny girlfriend, and I realized, like, it got to a point where I'm like, I almost felt like a gay man that was, like, with a woman, like where it's just like, this isn't really what I want. This is only going to go so far.
Right.
So I have to get out, and I need to just be open about it, and I need to go out.
You kept
out
on giving her hints to, like, fatten her up?
I mean, yeah, right. But she was, like, hopelessly healthy. So I just had to...
You wanted her to get fucking obese?
Not, like, obese, but, you know, no, I don't want anyone to do what they don't want to do, and that's what I knew. Right. I'm like, this is just, like, I need to find other people.
So did you... You know? So she knows that she wasn't fat enough for you?
You think she knows that, yeah. Also, really? She just wasn't right for me otherwise. Right. It was like, more than that. It's not just physical.
How many years together?
2 years, so it was more than that. I mean, we lived together and shit. So
you dump her, and then now you're on this.
I'm on this crazy fat kick because I never did a sowing oats phase in my life. You know,
barely
I've never
eating oats. Too.
Yeah, now I'm eating them, and sowing them.
These bitches reaping.
Hold on,
an oats bag on their face.
Wait. What does sowing oats mean? What does sowing oats mean?
Dude, we can't do this. I can't teach you English and fucking philosophy.
Euphorisms.
I can't teach you everything, right? This is not community college.
You know what happens? Will usually sits next to me. Will would sit next to me and be like, what does that mean? No, just explain it to him. He's over there. I can't fucking explain it to him.
From now on, Will sits next to you, okay? So you can fucking mumble what sowing oats. It means that, you know, fucking.
Yeah,
coming into sex. And
getting
all of the bullshit out that you're supposed to do when you're younger.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
All like the sex and the debauchery when you're younger, you get that out of your system.
That's what sowing oats mean?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Trust us. Sow your oats.
Yeah. I know.
Sow your royal oats.
Somebody in the chat room going, that's not what it means, Doug. You fucking dumb Puerto Rican, you fat tub of shit. This fucking dumb Haitian's going to go back to Haiti and tell people the wrong thing, Doug. # fucking fat fuck dumb Rican from fucking 729 fucking lipstick liquor. Hey, so I'm really into this though.
Yeah.
So now you meet this big girl. Now you go to her house or she comes to yours.
She
or do you just meet at a bakery.
Yeah,
we actually
got
pub actually.
We actually got ramen.
Meet me behind the Wendy's after they close.
Yeah.
I want to get those extra hamburgers they throw out. They put them in the blue bag so the homeless people don't open up all the bags.
I'll be wearing a donut.
Meet me at the Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys meet at a buffet.
We eat at Old Country. You know. Yeah.
So where you're
she's
wearing
got her
hot,
head, she's got her head under the
chocolate fountain. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. Wake the fuck up.
I'm up. I'm listening to Grant's.
Mike, why you even here, man?
Debauchery. Yeah.
What does that mean, Will? That's just
come on,
Will.
What
I mean, I'm a
Will?
Person.
Yeah.
I'm a person.
Yeah.
All right, come on, guys. Don't fight.
Story. I'm waiting for him to get to the...
All right, go ahead.
What? I don't know. Where do you want
okay,
me to go?
Okay, all right. So
I got this.
You're wearing a hamburger costume.
Bobby's leading me along here. Yeah. You know, I met him.
Wearing a hamburger costume.
Yeah. I'm wearing a scratch and sniff shirt.
You're pouring mayonnaise on your head.
Yeah, exactly. I'm covered in aioli. All right,
listen.
Just a scoop of coleslaw in each hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding it in the middle of your hair.
Yeah. All right, so... I have sex on butcher paper with a side of pickles. It's like,
what's butcher paper?
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Wax paper. Oh, paper. The
wax
paper. They put the
sandwiches and they put a
please.
Sandwich
oh,
in.
Can
yeah,
you
yeah,
not
yeah,
teach
yeah.
us? Like, we don't know. We know. The paper with the
paper.
We know.
Put the sandwich
yeah, we know what sowing oats is. We know the Barclay Center.
I call it sandwich
we know
paper.
Broccoli.
That was
and
on you.
Barclay.
You should have got that right. Butcher paper. That's pretty obvious.
I know they call it butcher paper.
So here's the deal. So now you meet her. Right. And so what happened? You excited? Is she
nice?
Yeah,
I'm very excited. She's nice. She's easy to talk to. We had a good rapport.
What is she wearing, by the way?
She seemed into it. You know, she's wearing like a like a dress with like leggings and like a short like top thing.
Big dress.
Big
yeah,
tits.
Big, very big dress.
Yeah, leather jacket. One of those called like a poncho.
Yeah, she had like a little like one of those little like Janet Jackson like diagonal zip jackets. She looked good.
It was zipped.
Do you see like stubby ankles and you get excited?
So titty came out.
Okay.
It was like a tarp with a zipper. All right, go.
All right, so right. So here's the deal. She's dressed nice. She's cute. What do you do?
We take her out.
Do you test her? Do you like throw a cake on the table?
Yeah, see what happens. Yeah.
See if she eats.
Yeah. I take her for ramen first of all.
Okay. Ramen.
Feed her some
whole big bowl.
Get her the big bowl of ramen.
Right.
Yeah.
She go no noodles, just vegetables.
Yeah. No.
No. She goes fuck.
No.
Let's
that's
do
the
this.
Great thing. You yeah. know what I mean? And that's right. That's why the reason I was attracted to her. Like her name on OkCupid is feminist fatty. Like it's like she's straight up that she's
so
fat.
She's a feminist.
She
too.
Doesn't want to be called BBW. She doesn't want to be called any of that bullshit.
Right.
She's like I'm fat. Fat.
Okay,
fat,
she's fat.
Because,
okay.
you know, that's cool. And that's cool. Like, that's like that openness about it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
great.
I'm fat. Guys who like fat women will like me.
Okay.
I'm fat. You
okay.
know what I mean?
So, now you have some noodles. You get her nice
some
and
noodles, have a couple
swollen,
drinks.
Get some sodium
get
in her.
Get some swollen, and then right. we go back to my place.
Now, did she eat them or did she snort them?
yeah.
So you, did she have her own chopsticks?
She tied off, went off, yeah.
You took about
she freebased it. She freebased the ramen.
Y'all started kissing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, not until we got to my place.
So now when you lead her back to your bedroom, do you do it with chocolates, like chocolate
exactly.
Santas?
Yeah, actually, it's a sauce. It's a sauce lead. Yeah, it just came.
It's just old Easter candy. Yeah. It's fucking
I have, I have a slip and slide set up with chocolate sauce, and you just kind of dive on it. Yeah.
Now, do you have an elevator or a walk-up?
Thank God I'm on the first floor.
Oh, so you're on the first floor.
Yeah, yeah.
She said the same thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you get back to the room, and you start making out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get naked.
Yes.
And sex. and she takes out big titties.
It was amazing.
Can I ask a question now?
Please.
Is she because she seems pretty secure with being fat?
She's very secure.
Is she just immediately like lights on, boom, clothes off? She's in. Like
lights
she's
are on. Everything
super set. Because a lot of times when we sleep with heavier women,
that's the problem I've been having with some of these girls I've been dating. Yeah. Is because they're so insecure about their fatness and it's right. turning me off. It's like you're covering it up. You're right. hiding. You think that
want,
it's
you want to see the different colored skin right. and the inner thighs.
Yes,
and the stretch, leading to the pussy.
All off. The rolls. All the rolls.
You want to see those elephant pads. Yeah.
Where your cellulite? Where your cellulite at?
Yeah, cellulite.
Cellulite.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
You want to see that Google map going from her asshole?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Up her fucking
You want to see the crevices behind the neck.
Yeah, a lot of crevices.
You want to see those little nuggets hanging under her armpits?
Whoa. Will's right here, Bob. Ease up, buddy.
I said nugget.
Oh, sorry. Good.
Hey, so listen. Yeah, so you go back. The lights are on. She doesn't give a fuck.
No.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
So now you fuck with the lights on like porn stars.
Full on.
So you fucking... do you go down on a fat girl?
No.
Why not?
No.
Because you're not disgusting.
Hold on.
Why not?
I can't.
When she came, did she...
Well, you can't go down
hold on
a girl.
Shut up. What'd you say? Can you fucking try to listen to other people? Just try to let fucking Mike say something. Go ahead, Mike.
When she came, did she yell out desserts?
Can you cut Mike off?
That was funny in the moment. In the moment,
it was funny in the moment.
It was good.
Hanky sheet.
No, that was a good one. I was kidding. It was great.
So you won't eat pussy, or you won't eat fat girl pussy?
I'm not going to say once for all that I won't eat it, but I avoid fat girl pussy.
Why?
On that level. On that level. That weight.
Why?
I think it's understandable.
But look at me. Look at me.
Friction.
Look at me. Look at me.
Really want to know physics.
Look at me. Look at me.
Talk to me.
Friction. What? What does that mean? Because down there rubs together a lot,
right. Yes,
and it gets hot.
It gets a little bit,
and it gets hot, and it gets smelly.
A little bit of difference,
and the skin down there has been rubbing together.
You look like bacon,
and it's a different type of skin. It's a little coarse. It's a little blacker, a little browner.
You look like bacon,
right? Mm-hmm. And when you get down there, it kind of grosses you out
a little bit.
You don't like that level of it. That level of
but
it.
But this time was, you know, this was my first like real experience with a girl this big. There where we really like doing
now,
it.
Now, if you have thrown up on her pussy, she would have probably tried to eat it, right?
Well, depending on what I had
no. I'm kidding.
Yeah. You know, if I just had a
Was she shaving though down there, or just let it go?
No, it wasn't just let go. It was like in between. You
that's
know,
great
was
though, man. So she blew you.
Actually didn't, you know,
you
didn't need
just
it.
Fucked.
I just fucked. Well, you
old
know what?
School.
But,
old
you know,
school.
But by the third or fourth time, like we realized that vaginal just wasn't necessary for either of us.
Wait a minute, stop.
Hold on. Look at me. Shut the fuck up.
I'm with you, Bob.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Oh my
fuck
God.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Vaginal.
Well, here's the thing, and this is maybe just her anatomy, but her clit was about a mile away from her vaginal entrance. So there was no way to get my dick to hit both of them at the same time. Plus, yeah. I couldn't get a hand down there because there was so much stomach. So there was nothing vaginal that was going to happen. So by the end, it was fine because I just had my hand in there and I was working the clit. Well, I
so you're just finger popping her.
I was finger popping, but I was like, I could fuck a, like the love handle. Like, I mean, it's like my dick
you
is
fucked
in
her love handle.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
fucked
I,
her
you
side.
Fucked her stomach.
I could fuck a stomach.
That's like a joke,
you know? Yeah.
You kidding me?
No.
So you came.
Hold on, Bobby. Let me fuck your
you
stomach.
Came,
time out 1 second.
You came.
Came in her belly button.
You fucked a. You
did
fucked
you
her
know?
Belly button?
Did you know it was her belly button?
No, it feels like pussy. All of it feels like pussy.
It all feels like. Thank you, Will.
Really?
It does.
So you didn't actually.
Wow. Especially when I'm wearing. Yeah. It's better because I was wearing a condom when we were doing vaginal.
Right.
And what does that feel like? Yeah. Nothing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So now at least I got my raw dick against something that feels soft and nice and warm and yada, yada, yada.
She's sweating. Right.
And it's hot and it looks good. And like I said, this, this is the porn I've been watching my entire life. So now I'm there and I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
It's just as good as fucking it needs to be.
I'm literally getting sick. Will you do it again?
I'm
literally getting sick right now.
I'm sorry.
Hang
I'm progressive.
Hang on. Let's
I'm
go to
sorry.
The,
I'm
go
sorry.
To
this is too advanced.
Boot. We need to go to the chat room real quick. Go ahead.
We got a couple of things. Derek Gatto says, OK Cupid should be renamed Oh No Cupid after 300 pounds. Mookie Phillips says, I like having sex with fat women, because, but I won't get emotionally involved because they're going to die soon.
That's terrible.
That's good. Just mean.
That's
but
horrible. That's really fucked up.
Tommy Stevens says, Grant must love Precious.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. You know how to end on the worst one.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I did it in backwards order. That one.
Yeah, that guy was just an idiot.
Well, look, man, the best night, one of the best, I have things in sexual experiences. And one of the, I would say the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Was when a Jew came in your belly button.
Is,
That's her. That's her. That's her top 10, obviously. Yeah, but
I had two big girls at the stay in my hotel room one night, and we just got out. I mean, two. They weren't fucking obese.
Right,
they were fatties, and they had proportioned titties. And we got in the bed, and they took their clothes off, and they both sucked my dick, and I fucked them, and. It was unbelievable.
And you know what? I bet it wasn't like awkward or weird, too, because they're just great women. They're like so much fun to talk to. A lot of
them. It
was
weird
because
everybody was snoring in the room after. Just a bunch of fat septums.
Just a bunch of bears. Just a hibernating bears. Yeah. Just a digger into a cave. Yeah.
That was a little annoying. But
that might be one of the biggest turnoffs on it. When a girl snores, that's awful.
I overlook
a lot of
things.
A chick snoring is gross.
I don't mind
that stuff.
That's cool. Or the little piece of toilet paper in her asshole hair.
All right. Well, that's very specific.
I've eaten that.
You know.
I told you that story.
Was that what you're using for the buck teeth thing?
I was fucking eating a chick's pussy once and I had gum in my mouth, but I had it up in the back tooth and I toilet paper. Nice hunk. Right in my mouth. And I spit the gum out and swallowed the toilet paper. Jesus. I went and I was like,
oh God.
That's one of the most disgusting things.
This whole past 15 minutes has been grossing me out.
I like that you know what you like and you're kind of going after it. It's good for...
Yeah, follow your dreams.
Big girls to me, there's some of them... I mean, look, I'm with you. There's certain things...
This is an extreme. You know what I mean? And I feel like I've let the pendulum... pulled back so hard on it that I have to just let it go and swing all the way out as far as I need it to go before I can come back to the middle again.
Well,
you know what I mean? More or less.
But who knows?
I don't know. All
Dude,
I know is
you
I'm just...
fucked her belly button. The pendulum broke. It's not
coming
back.
It might be gone. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm following my dick.
Look,
and you know, that's for once.
Look,
I've never done that.
Doesn't
I've never
matter,
lived like
man.
That. I've Having never a, been that guy. You know,
look, big girls are fucking hot, man.
And they're great. And they're great people. And there's so much fun to
they
talk to.
They have to be.
Well, I know they do, but it's
like they have their looks to fall back on.
Fat cunt is the worst.
Yeah, let me tell you, when you meet a fat cunt, it is just like,
it is just
my
the
head
worst.
Explodes.
You're the worst human being in the world.
It really is.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
They,
yeah,
here's what happens, dude. A chick who's fat and who's like a real bitch, she gets told really early in her life, "Hey, you are way too gross to be that way."
Don't care.
Same with a dude, though. I'm sorry. You should be a really fat dude, and B should be cool. You know what I mean?
At Lewis.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't look at you because I looked at Lewis first. All right, but yeah. But I was fat too, so I developed my personality from that too.
You do. I mean, you do.
But now you're giving back.
Yes. Exactly. I'm Buddhist. It's all
about. Have you ever been with a fat girl, Mike? No, not at all.
That's
a no.
No,
you've been,
I'm not, thing, I like
you know,
athletic.
You know, yeah, you
I
have
like
that. Athletic, when you're in it, when you've been with a big girl, I know,
holster.
I know all seven big girls. I've been with. I've been with some big girls, man. I've been with girls where I had to hide her body and just with pillows, just so her head was there and she was sucking my dick. It was just a head.
Patrice told you about the whiz bitch he tried to hide.
Yeah, remember that the whiz bitch? He fucked off. He fucked some fat bitches. I remember he had a fat bitch lick his asshole. I almost threw up on that.
Wow, that's gross.
He had his legs over his head. I was like, I was like, why? He goes, I don't know, man.
I guess he snuck her in the house, right? And I was like, oh, so I grabbed my phone. I pretend I was on the phone.
For you guys who don't know, wait, stop. Will and Patrice used to live together in Jersey City.
Wow.
So there you go. Set that up. So
I hear them coming down. So oh shit, I want to see what she looked like. You always want to see what And I grabbed my phone. I was on the phone, and she was so atrocious.
Hang on one second. Just everybody in the chat room, everybody listening. Scobo, can you say what he really meant?
He meant to say atrocious.
Okay,
atrocious.
Go ahead.
Atrocious.
Yeah, but
I like atrocious. It's a new word.
Atrocious is pretty good.
It's like that's what he said when he saw it. He was like, no.
Why?
She is atrocious.
Yeah, why would you add an N in front of
Yeah.
I don't even get
it. I thought it was always atrocious.
No, it's not atrocious.
Yeah.
It's atrocious.
Notorious and atrocious.
That's actually a great word.
Notorious.
Word combination. I think I actually found something.
So there you go. She was atrocious.
She was that bad.
Yeah, she was so atrocious.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to. I didn't want my face to reveal it.
Yeah.
So I just kept my face. So imagine if you was I say yeah, huh? Hey, what's up? Yeah, So that was that quick. And Patrice called me up. He called me a fucking asshole because he said. You knew you wanted to say like, ugh.
Yeah, she was a big, the whiz bitch was big, man. That's what I love. Patrice used to do that shit. Keith used to do that. I remember Keith would just talk to fat bitches for practice.
Yeah.
Like he would just go up and what's up, baby? You can get their number and he'd be like, practice, motherfucker.
No.
But I used to love a fucking bitch.
I used to just like to get a nut off, dude. I would just be, no matter what the chick looked like.
It was more than that.
Well,
for me,
all owe fat chicks something then, really? For
what do you
all
mean?
That? Well, you know, you used to practice on them, whether or not, you know,
I think big
them.
Girls,
I mean,
look, I'm a big guy, so I can't really fucking sit here and,
I'm
you know
just,
what I mean?
I'm just pro, you
but
know what I mean?
I like proportional.
I like big, shapely, big girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and I think women out there should have confidence that they're, you know.
And by the way, we're really making fun of you, not her.
Oh, I know. I know.
No, we made fun of her a little bit, too.
We made fun of everybody.
Yeah. Fuck that fat bitch, but it's really about you.
No, we're funny over everything. I mean, obviously.
Look, here's the deal. It's all in fun, but I think a big girl with confidence who doesn't give a fuck.
Sexy.
You can't not find that sexy as a fucking sexual male.
Yes.
If you're sexual at all, that's going to turn you on a little bit. We're like, mm-hmm. I'm a fat bitch, but I'll suck the shit out of your dick.
Right.
And when we fuck, you're going to fucking love it. I mean, you can't. That type of confidence, you can't not be turned on by that,
mm-hmm.
you know? I love it that you're doing that.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I hope.
But there
is
something, like, there was something that happened somewhere along the lines that made you be attracted.
Yeah, but
there's a perversion
but you
there.
But you got to go further than that because it wasn't some adolescent thing. I mean, this is literally the first sexual impulse was towards that. So this is probably, if anything,
this
it's probably,
is his thing.
It's probably Oedipal, if anything, if you really want to get into the psychology.
Your mom's
Oedipal?
Oedipal.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Will, don't even try.
Oh, boy, here
Please
we go.
Don't do it.
Oedipus?
Yeah. Edible, that means eating.
Whatever. Edible. The psychology of it goes deeper.
I know edible.
You know, whatever.
So, but
all
I,
right, just.
I think it's fucking great.
It's fundamental.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. It's just your thing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your thing.
Yeah.
What's his thing?
I think any girl, too, though, becomes. Look, any human, girls, too.
Right.
There's no such thing as. I think there's compatibility with another human being.
Mm hmm.
Whether it be a woman or for them men, but because sexuality, that thing goes away.
Right.
You're gonna not want to fuck her or some hot bitch or athletic. That just goes away. You can find something wrong with anybody.
Yeah.
But it's that compatibility that I just like being around. There's something about you that I can overlook your mole or your fatness or whatever the fuck it is. Your one eye's bigger than the other. Your fang tooth. Or, you overlook that shit on some people for some reason. It just doesn't bug you. But on other people, it's like I can't fucking stand your fucking eye.
But on like a purely sexual level. couple, though, because that you're talking about more or less like getting into a relationship and just kind of going a long-term
thing.
On a very sexual relationship or on a very sexual level, I feel like what's going on there, whether it's an Oedipal thing or if it's something that happened in your adolescence or whatever it is, it definitely is like a defect or a perversion or something off the norm.
Yeah.
Because typically that's not what you would see. Typically you see a healthy person and you're attracted to that because...
So that's like pedophiles?
What?
Pedophile.
He heard Oedipal again. No. You know the Oedipus theory?
I'm applying your theory.
I understand what
you're
saying.
Pedophiles.
This is actually, he's actually got a point.
Pedophiles are not the norm.
Right.
Yes. Actually, 100%. I think it goes in levels like a perversion. Right. Like if you take a Christian dude, like a super religious Christian dude, him just fucking his chick doggy style and him seeing her asshole might just drive him over, like, oh my God, that's this crazy, perverse, crazy thing for him. But that kind of what gets him going. And it's just a different level. For me, it was kind of like the idea of fucking a chick within 15 minutes of meeting her.
Yeah.
That idea was very like, that would always really get me going, or not knowing her name. That would like really, it was, that would just kind of like that perversion.
Fucking
or whatever.
Strangers. That's what it's called.
Yeah, fucking a stranger.
That's what it's called, Louis.
Thank
fucking
you,
strangers.
I appreciate it.
Look, man, I literally stopped listening to you 3 minutes ago. I really did. I'm sorry, dude.
You can't believe that I go on that long.
I was dying. He hypnotized
me. He gets into this fucking raspy shit.
It's like he tries to take over, but nobody listens.
You guys,
I was thinking what I had to do today.
Dude, I was literally thinking about 9 other things. And I realized he was still yammering. And then I'm like, I have to end the podcast because this belt buckle is cutting my stomach open right
you guys
now.
You guys hear about the plane that crashed and that little girl walked about a mile find safety?
I saw that. That was like 20 years ago.
Last week, the plane crashed, killed the mother, the father, the sister, and then she pulled herself out of the wreckage and walked in the pitch dark.
Wow.
To a freaking house a mile away with barefooted shorts because they came from Florida.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see how you're going to work this into
was
fucking
she fat
chicks.
The fact that you don't know a segue.
No.
The fact that you, like, you're literally wrapping up the show with his boring fucking speech that he
because
now you're bringing up a fucking tragic fucking 60 minutes episode.
Because
fuck her and
only,
fuck the plane.
There was only three houses in there where that plane crashed, and she would have gone the wrong way. She would have been walking for.
How old is she?
She's 7 years old. Or something like that.
That's not even that impressive. I thought she was like 3.
This is some tragic shit you're bringing
really
up.
But she survived.
Well, dude, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I got shit to do, man. We're 2 hours into this. Why don't you bring that shit up at the beginning?
There's no wrap-up clock here, Bobby. Keep talking
my
shit.
My stomach hurts.
Well, then you should put a clock on it so we can see that it's time to go.
Like Flavor Flav, but stomach clock.
Listen, man, I can't talk about a plane crash.
I didn't know that about you, Grant, though. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting.
I've only become open about it more recently. And
good
now
for you.
I'm talking about it on stage. And, you know, I'm okay with it. You know,
Can I ask a question? Do they get sensitive when you talk about it?
It's like, I don't know if I'm alone in this, but it turns me on when the chick gets turned on. That's what does it for me.
Oh, that's what does it for me.
When the chick gets turned on the most, that's what turns me on.
That's what turns me on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the girl getting turned on, my dick get harder.
That's good. You guys are compassionate. That's, you know, it's good.
Hold this.
It's not so much compassion.
Hold on, Bobby's trying to hold Grant on.
I don't know what the...
Hey, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, man.
Hey, baby. Hey,
man.
Bam. Who said that?
I did. I said it, yeah.
You said Bam Bam?
I said Bam Bam.
How do you know Bam Bam?
What? You just look like fucking giant Bam Bam. I don't know.
That's my name in the show I just
found. Oh, is it? Oh, I had no idea.
That's funny. I thought, somebody's fucking following me.
I will now.
I had to fucking undo my belt. It was killing me. I have to get like a soft belt buckle. Do they make
those? Stop wearing the belts you used to wear years ago.
Yeah. What is it?
Stop wearing the belts you used to wear years ago. You know you got to step up.
Okay, great.
Any more tragedies?
Yeah. No, but I agree with you, dude. Girls used to always say, what do you like in a girl? I just like a chick who likes me.
Yes.
If you dig me, I don't care. I like you. You took all the bullshit away, and now I can just fucking, we can hang out and kiss and fuck around and do whatever. Just like me. That's it. You got to make me, I don't know if you like me or you like me and then you don't like me, and fuck that shit. A chick who's into you, there's nothing
like
hotter than that. There's nothing hotter. I remember I was out front one day at the Cellar, and this fucking girl just comes up out of the thing and just comes over to me and grabs my ass, grabs my hand, puts it on her ass, and goes, I fucking love you. Do I want to fuck the shit out of you. Mm. sober enough. She goes, I know it's fucked up. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't want to even fucking beat around the bush. My dick literally got an instant heartbeat. Just dug, 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 dug. I was like, oh, this is exact. And it's not like her, I, like, oh, you like a girl being a slut. No.
Nope. Yeah.
I like it. I don't, if she was walking up to fucking everybody,
yeah,
she liked me. Right. Walked by Godfrey, walked by Steve Byrne, walked by a bunch of fucking stallions.
She might have also been racist.
Yeah.
You make a fucking valid point.
Walk by a black guy, walk by a chick. What are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, look, I'm borderline Samoan. So that's, you know what I mean? All right. Anyways, guys, yeah. I hope you you have good luck. I hope you meet a big girl.
Thanks, man.
Will you bring her on the show?
Sure.
All right. We'll yeah. have a, we'll have like a podcast pig roast. Nothing. All right.
What was that movie?
There's no food up here.
What was the movie?
Lord of the Flies?
Dogfight? Remember that movie?
Which one?
Dogfight, where they had whoever got the ugliest chick. And yeah. They brought her to the, like, they were army dudes.
Yeah.
And whoever got the ugliest chick, they won like a cash prize.
Yeah.
And that's the whole premise of the movie. He meets the chick and then right. he falls in love with her, though.
Right.
And I'm saying we should do that.
Yeah. I don't. I, the,
yeah. What's going on with that plane crash?
What the fuck, man? Just work.
Do you not
on,
remember the movie River Phoenix?
Just work on your voice. All right, listen. What do you got, Mike? Anything?
Muscle Confusion. My CD is out. Please buy it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Great. Yeah, go get it. Where is it? iTunes?
iTunes, yep.
Awesome. That's it?
That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Mike.
I'm also on the
fuck.
The Rick Shapiro Parkinson.
Oh, there's good, like, man.
There's yeah. three shows. I'm yeah. at the one at come to any of them though. I'm at the one at Stand Up New York.
Yeah, give it up. Mike is one of the funniest motherfuckers around.
Yeah.
What do you got, Lewis?
Guys,
just only two podcasts, by the way. You can only plug two shows.
Guys, follow me on Twitter. You can check out all my other podcasts at Lewis J. Gomez. And then
I'm kidding. Go ahead. You
also,
can plug them all.
Guys, go check me. Me and Dave Smith were co-headlining January 24th, 25th in Toronto, Comedy Bar and Puff Mama's Comedy Underground up there. So go to my website, gomezcomedy.com. Check that out. Also, Shiprock people, there are still cabins available if you guys are interested in coming on the boat. Legion of Skanks will be there this year, February 2nd through 5th. Shiprock, porting out of Miami to the Bahamas. So check us out on that. And then,
can you stop doing that? Because it's literally going... Yeah, stop that. Okay. Yeah.
Can we beatbox under everyone else's yeah. credits?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Will, what do you got? I don't want to fuck
I'll be at Comedy Works in Baltimore this weekend. And
freestyle, spit, little, man. Yeah, freestyle spit, it. Will. You gotta just freestyle.
I do myself. Acapulco, no music.
Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Did you just say Acapulco, no music?
Acapulco.
Will, I don't, all right,
Will, where are you going to be?
Acapella. Acapella. Same shit.
Yeah. It is the same shit. Go ahead.
Comedy Works in Baltimore and Caroline's. Follow me on Twitter, Will Sylvans. And also, man, any prayers, man. My brother's in the hospital, so any prayers.
Yeah, man, everybody listening, really. Follow Will on Twitter. Send him some nice vibes. I'm sorry about your brother, dude. I'm glad you came in today. Help, you know, doing this, you know, sometimes you laugh and you can forget about it for a second. And, you know, I really, a terrible man. That sucks. Yeah. So I'll be thinking, you need me for anything, let me know, all right?
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you.
If I can't do it, you go to Scopo first, but then come to, you know what, actually, you know, actually go to Mike, and if Mike can't do it, no, I'm kidding. Whatever you need, buddy.
Yeah, man.
What do you got, brother? Besides fat chicks.
Besides fat chicks.
Besides.
Be at a coffee shop on Saturday night for a fat chick.
All right, sure.
Donut Dan.
I have a suite at the donut pub. You could come upstairs.
A suite. I rented the back violator just for you, honey. He's going to make you donuts until you're done.
The conveyor belt goes upstairs into directly into the room.
Go ahead.
So I have a weekly show in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, Sack Magic, co-hosted with my boy Louis Katz. A lot of fun.
Louis.
And then just on Twitter, Go Grant Gordon. And
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
What do you got? What do I have? All right, so the special, let's just do this. Tomorrow night, if you're listening live, it's me doing Unmasked with Ron Bennington at the Stand. That's Tuesday night. And then Friday night, the special airs. Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground, at the Village Underground. So make sure you go watch it on Comedy Central. It's Saturday night, 12 o'clock. It's going to be fucking great. And do me a favor. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Get everybody together. Hashtag it. Do some fucking shit. Do
Instagram a lot of it.
Instagram it.
Make sure you put YKWD.
Yeah, well, Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is my thing. This isn't a YKWD.
Well,
this
I was going to do it with the podcast and get more followers.
It's
that
Robert
way.
Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, stop trying to suck podcasts. This is about me, okay? Not about us.
I just thought it was, you know, something
no,
to help
kidding.
Out.
Of course. But,
don't worry about it.
No, I'm kidding, dude. So make sure you check it out. And then go to RobertKellyLive.com. Watch the trailer. And check out, you can pre-order the hour. It's a bunch of stuff. So, please, a lot of people today have already ordered it. A lot of fans. I'm getting messages here. You know, people have already bought it, which is awesome. And there's a trailer up there. And, you know, thanks for actually, you know, people are actually paying more than the $5 donation. Nice. There are actually a lot of people doing $10, which is actually really fucking sweet of you guys. But you don't have to do that. $5. So check it out. RobertKellyLive.com. What else? Do we have any other gigs?
Yeah, January 23rd, boom. 24th. You're going to be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Love that club. Jersey! Hmm.
January 31st, the Cabaret Theater in Mohegan Sun.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Louis is going to be there.
Yes, February, I will.
February. Luis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez.
Louis. Mm-hmm. Gomez.
J.
Louis.
J. Gomez.
Gomez.
Puerto Rican Louis Gomez.
This is the Acapulco version.
All right, go ahead.
Are we done with that?
Yeah, we're done with that. You're right. Come on.
February 21st, Uncle Vinny's in Ramaday Fairbridge, East Hanover, New Jersey.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's all right. So go to RobertKellyLive.com. Hey, and what do you got, Deepu?
I got nothing. Just follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu, 2E1U.
Check him out, man. He is the fucking mastermind. He is the Wizard of Oz of this fucking podcast.
Oh, thank you.
So make sure you check him out. If you have any questions, you can email him where?
Deepu.gill.comedy@gmail.
Right. And Scopo, what do you got besides a dumb head? Come on, you fucking alcoholic nose.
I was actually a good one.
Scopo has got a nose. It's going to grow craters over the years. Fucking huge.
Thank you, Chief.
Why would you take my nose joke and break it down and make it unfunny?
Thank you, Chief.
Let me explain what Bobby said with more detail and unfunny.
Thank you, Chief.
Hang it, Chief. Why don't you just leave? You know what? Just leave. What else you got?
Shitty arms. Get me on Twitter at Chris.
Hit him on Twitter and see him at LOL when he lies to people.
Scoper, you be lying to people.
Robin Williams is going
to
be here tonight.
No, I don't lie to people. They get mad at me when they go up. Like, oh, Dave Chappelle's here. I'm like, no, there's no Dave Chappelle.
By the way, at LOL, you see the collective sadness when they say the last comic, and then whoever it is, you see everyone go, oh.
All right, so check it out, man. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Spread the word about the podcast. Keep listening and. You guys are awesome. Thanks for showing up, guys. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet.